Blog Talk Radio.
I've got something.
Jesus, you love Let it fall on me. We're in your presence. Let it rain. Oh, your rain. Let it fall on me. We're in your presence. Let it rain. Oh, your rain. Let it fall on me. Feel in your presence. Let it rain. Oh, your rain. Let it fall on me. Open the floodgates. In abundance. And cause your rain to fall on me. Open the floodgates in abundance and call your way to follow me.
You are all that I have. How could you in front? It's from body. You are all that I have. Is it the God? I'll give them all to you. Is it the name or is it the faith? I'm nothing without you. What would I become of me? I didn't see your light. What would I be said of me? You didn't hold my hand. Now I've come to realize that you are all I am.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We had to make a run, quick run, but we want to leave this stuff, everything running until it get back. So we bless the name of the Lord Jesus, the one of God is on the line, and we are excited. This is going to be a powerful word today. I feel it in my spirit.
Morgan, man.
So, Father, we just ask, oh God, that you would speak to this woman of God, speak to the man of God, God, that you would use their eyes, their ears, and their lips of clay to glorify your name, to edify your body, and terrify the devil. Father, we ask this morning, God, that you show up in a mighty way by your spirit, because your word declares not by power, not by might, but by your spirit, saith the Lord. We ask you, God, as you sterilize the atmosphere right now, God, and you sanctify the atmosphere, that no satanic power, no demonic power, no sorcerer, no warlock, no witch, no soothsayer, no juju worker, will be able to hinder this word from going forth. We ask you, O God, to, O God, stir up the gifts that's in her right now and in him right now, Lord God, that they will speak with clarity. They will speak with power. They will speak with authority, O God. They will speak with the unction of the Holy Ghost. And, Father, we ask you to have your way, because if it's not your way, there's no way at all. It has to be your way. We ask you to have your way in this service, O God, and use them, O God, for your mouthpiece here, to speak to our hearts, and let our hearts be receptive, O God. O God, we ask you to bind up those ones that come to criticize and come to record. Bind them up, O God. But God, convict their hearts as they hear the word, O God, that they will not be left on them. And Father, we are careful to give you all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise in Jesus' holy name. We pray in the morning, it will be all over. In the morning, it will be all over. Come on in, Apostle Bishop. And allow the Lord Jesus to use you. Come on in.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Glory to God. Amen. We say praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Praise hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you. Thank you so much, God, for giving us this opportunity once again to be here.
Yes.
To proclaim your word, to proclaim the word of the Most High God.
Father,
we thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, we had trouble getting on this line.
Yes.
But, God, your power is greater than any trouble, Lord.
Oh, yes.
Hallelujah. We've been trying to get on this line since 10:30-something.
Yes.
But the enemy tried to stop us from coming on this line today, but he cannot stop us.
Yes.
God, because of your power, the power of the Holy Spirit.
Oh, yes, Lord.
Lord, thank you for the prayers that's been said for us thus far, Lord God.
Yes.
And Father, say amen to the prayers Apostle said. Amen to the prayers Apostle Millie Jefferson has said.
Yes.
Glory be to God. Amen to the prayers of those who are close to us that are praying for us.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus, we say amen to those prayers that are heartfelt, those
yes.
prayers prayed by the faithful
amen.
Saints of
hallelujah.
God. Father, we thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's right. Deacon Fraser is on the line, one of our prayer warriors. We
yes.
thank for Deacon Fraser. Hallelujah. He lifts up everybody in prayer. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So we thank you, Father, again, for allowing us to come. Glory be to God. We thank God for our overseer,
yes.
Calendar. Glory
yes.
be to God. We thank God for his beautiful wife and family.
Yes.
Glory be to God. We yes. thank God for everything that he has given to the kingdom of God.
Yes.
Glory
yes.
be to God that he gives of himself in the service as
yes.
his servants of God. Hallelujah. By far, we should all be servants. Glory be to God. And surely we'll be able to overcome anything that
yes.
comes against us. Hallelujah. Because we are overcomers through Christ Jesus.
Yes.
We're more than a conqueror through Christ Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
I thank God for Apostle Millie Jefferson on the line. Yes. Glory be to God for Deacon Frazier. Yes. Hallelujah. On the line. I thank God for him. And
yes.
we thank God for all of you. I don't know who else is on the line. I'm only saying the ones, voices that I've heard so far. Glory
yes.
be to God. I know others may be on the line. And we just want you to know those that are connected to us. We want you to know that we honor you as well. Amen. Glory be to God. We love all of our sisters and brothers, and we greet you today with love, the love of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We're going
yes.
to take our time today. The enemy tried to steal some time this morning, but God is a God of recompense. We're going to have more than enough time to get this word in today. Hallelujah. Our God is on the line. Hallelujah.
Yes.
I always say that he's on the main line. Glory to God. So we're going to start out with Psalm 30. And the topic, again, Apostle's already said it, but in the morning it will be all over.
All right now.
It will be all over in the morning. Hallelujah. The
mm-hmm.
day will come. Glory be to God. So let's just read the psalm. It's a powerful psalm.
Yes.
God's word is powerful. And
it is.
Psalm 30 begins with David singing praises and giving thanks to the Lord. Isn't that what we do?
Amen.
We sing the praises unto the Lord, and he's pleading for mercy.
Yes.
A psalm and a song at the dedication of the house of David.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 1, I will extol thee, O Lord,
amen.
For you have lifted me up,
mm-hmm.
have not made my enemies to rejoice over me.
Jesus.
O Lord, my God, I cried unto you, and you have healed me.
Amen.
Oh, that's so true. O Lord, you have brought up my soul from the grave.
Jesus.
You have kept me alive that I should not go down to the pit. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Verse 4, to the Lord, O you saints of his, and give thanks at the remembrance of his holiness. Verse 5, for his anger endure but a moment. We see here that God does get angry.
Yes.
In favor is life. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning.
Praise him.
Praise God. Verse 6, and in my prosperity I said, I shall never be moved.
Amen.
By the favor thou have made my mountain to stand strong, you hid your face, and I was troubled.
Yes, yes, yes.
Verse 8, I cried to you, O Lord, and to the Lord I made supplication.
Mm-hmm.
9, what profit is there in my blood when I go down to the pit? Shall the dust praise you? Shall it declare your truth? Verse 10, hear, O Lord, and have mercy on me, Lord. Be my helper. Be you my helper. And verse 11, you have turned for me my mourning into dancing. you have put off by sackcloth and girded me with gladness to the end that my glory may sing praise to you and not be silent. O Lord, my God, I will give thanks to you forever, forever. And that's a commitment we all should make, to give praises unto God, to honor God, to obey God, to live for God. Amen. Yes. That's what we should endeavor to do with the rest of our lives here in this earth. Glory be to God until we get into heaven. So Psalm 30, and then during the time when David is going through some grievous times, he's been through some stuff, but God, he's declaring that God is the one that kept him from the pit. God is the one that kept his soul from being lost, hallelujah, kept his soul from being sick, because when we're lost, we're sick, hallelujah. Yes. Our soul is sick until it is saved by Jesus Christ, amen?
Amen.
So we're gonna focus on this psalm today, but we're also gonna go to a lot more scripture. Hallelujah. It's gonna be all over in the morning.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Surely the daytime will come, because there are seasons that we go through. There are seasons that we go through that are grievous seasons. Hallelujah.
Yes.
And the saints during this time, the saints is going through a lot of grievous situations. Hallelujah. There's a lot of hits are being thrown at the family members. I know for a fact it has been happening among us. Glory be to God. But we have faith and trust in the Lord. And
yes.
We're still here. He can't take us out. Amen?
Amen.
Nobody can take us but God. Glory be to God. He gives life and he takes life. Amen.
Yes.
So we thank you, Jesus, for this powerful word today. And we know that there are many that need to hear this today. And that's the reason why we couldn't even get on the line for a whole half an hour or so.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
And because what we want to talk about is this thing that happens in different seasons. There are night seasons. That's
yes.
why it says that weeping may endure for a night, but joy come in the morning. God is not talking about nighttime, literally. He's talking here about there's a spiritual thing that happens, and it's a night season. Glory be to God. He's talking about a season. He's
yes.
talking about a season that's a tough season. It's
yes.
very tough. We're going through the fire. We're going through some trials. Some things are happening, and it's not feeling good. We're not feeling good about it. But one thing about it, we know that God is good while we're in it. Hallelujah.
Yes.
God's going to keep us while we're in it. He's not going to let us go down. He's not going to let us go down at all. He's going to keep us in his keeping care. So
yes.
you see, we all have seasons when these things, these troubles, these things that troubles our hearts, hallelujah, it can seem to overwhelm us. It can cause sadness, hallelujah, and sometimes it can be severe. It can make us feel like people used to say, I'm having a blue Monday, or I used to say, oh, that's just giving me the blues. That's giving me the blues, but I don't say that no more. I've corrected that. Glory be to God. I don't say it's giving me the blues. I say that when we're going through something, that God is taking us somewhere else, hallelujah, and I'm not going to ever confess that I'm going through the blues, that I'm having the blues. It's a blue Monday. It's a blue Tuesday. No. I'm not going to confess that. No matter what's going on, no matter how we feel, we got to just confess the word of God. If we're feeling crushed in our spirit, we got to confess the word of God. If we're feeling sick, if there's a job loss, if there's relationships that's not going well, or the loss of a loved one, we still have to rejoice in the Lord. I know what I'm saying. It's a hard pill to swallow. It's the bitterness of life. It's that bitter cup. It's like that bitter cup that Jesus had to drink from. My God, there are times when we have to drink the bitter cup, the bitter
yes.
with the sweet. We got to take the bitter with the sweet.
Glory be to God.
And we always have the sweetness, but the bitterness is not going to stay. Glory be to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That is all going to be all right in the morning. It cannot stay. We cannot stay in a night season. That season is going to change. So when we're faced with these hardships, when we have this heaviness in our hearts,
yes,
we have to linger.
Hallelujah. We often do what Peter did. Let's go to Matthew chapter 14, verses 22. My God, we're going to read this whole thing because it's very important. We're not going to just read one verse. Hallelujah. It says immediately, this is Matthew chapter 14, verse 22 to 34.
Mm.
If you have the Bibles, you can open to it. Glory be to God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Verse 22. Amen. Immediately, Jesus made the disciples get into the boat and go aside while he dismissed the crowd. Hallelujah.
Yes.
After he dismissed them, he went up on a mountainside by himself to pray. My God. Later that night, he was there alone, verse 24, and the boat was already a considerable distance from the land, buffeted by the waves because the wind was against it. Shortly before dawn, Jesus went out to them, walking on the lake. Verse 26, and when the disciples saw him walking on the lake, they were terrified. They said, "It's a ghost," they said, cried out in fear. But Jesus immediately said to them, "Take courage, it is. Don't be afraid." And that's what he's saying to you today. Take courage. I'm with you. Don't be afraid. "Lord, if it's you," Peter said, he replied, "tell me to come to you on the water." "Come," he said. And then Peter got down out of the boat. He walked on the water, and he came toward Jesus. But when he saw the wind, he was afraid, and he began to sink. He cried out, "Lord, save me. Save me."
Yes, Lord.
31. Immediately, Jesus reached out his hand and caught him. He says, "You of little faith," he said, "why did you doubt?" And when they climbed into the boat, the wind died down. Then those who were in the boat worshipped him, saying, "Truly, you are the Son of God." When they had crossed over, they landed in Gennesaret. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Gennesaret. Glory to God. Hallelujah. In the stone, Jesus was with them all the while. Even though he told them to go ahead, but Jesus was still with them in the spirit.
Yeah.
But he made them go ahead on purpose. He didn't go with them, my God, but he was with spirit. Glory to God. Jesus knew what was going to be strong and that there was going to be a storm, but he wanted them to experience that. He did that. While he was to pray. So what are we seeing here? We're seeing that Jesus was with them. Jesus knew that was going to go through. Jesus knew this is sort of like a night season. This is a night season that we experience in life, those storms. When those waves come over us, those waves of difficulties that come, the waves that sometimes they come over, it's over our head. And it's nothing we can do about it, but we need to say letting them know, "I am here." But see, he went to the other side of the world. I'm sure Jesus was praying for them to be strong, praying for them to see what they needed to see, to see what they needed to see without him really showing up. Amen. I'm talking about literally showing up. You know, we got to know Jesus is with us. We don't see his face, but we got to know his power. We don't see his face, We don't see that, but when we read his word, we know we're in the word, and we know he is the word, and we know we must believe the word, and we must trust the word. Glory be to God that he can bring us out of those times. Hallelujah. And we have to remember that joy is definitely going to come in the morning. It's going to be all right. Glory be to God. Yeah. Coming out. We're coming out of the grief. We're coming out of the pain. We're coming out of those times that seems that it's just never going to end. This trial just seems like it's never going to end. I'm still in the fire. I'm still there. I need Jesus to come and rescue me. Let me tell you, he's going to rescue you. He's going to give you a way of escape, no matter how hot the fire gets. No matter how you feel, if you feel like you're sinking, you feel like you're drowning, you're overwhelmed and troubled, let me say to you today, no matter what's going on, it's going to be all over in the morning, because Jesus Christ is that morning. Hallelujah. He's that break of day. Glory be to God. He's called the breaker. He's called Jehovah Perazim, and he will make that breakthrough happen for you. You're going to come out. My God, hallelujah. You're not going to smell like smoke. Glory be to God, even though you've been in the fire, you're going to come out, hallelujah, and he's going to take you from glory to glory, from faith to faith, and glory to glory. That's what God does, hallelujah. When you're going through something, it's for the glory of God.
Amen.
That is when you are walking with Jesus. That is when you're obeying God. And even sometimes when we have not done all what was right, Jesus still comes in his mercy, and that mercy that endures forever. And all we got to do is say, praise the Lord. I knew I wasn't going to stay here. Hallelujah. I knew God was coming to lift me up. But while we're going through, we got to be confessing that. We got to be saying, God, I know you're going to make a way. Glory be to God. I know I'm not going to stay here. I know that the rainbow is going to come after the storm, because you promised, my God, a rainbow after the rain, after the storm. Hallelujah. Yeah. And I'm going to see the colors of Jesus. I'm going to see the beauty of Jesus. I'm going to see the beauty in this life that he has given me. Glory be to God, because I know I'm not alone. I know I'm with Jesus. Hallelujah. And I know I'm with people that he has given to me in my life to help me, to hold my hand. My God, hallelujah, to pray and faith for me. Glory be to God. I know he's with me always because he said so. And then we have to confess, my God, and stop complaining about it. Glory be to God. Stop complaining about the problem and see Jesus instead of the problem. We can't take our eyes off Jesus. Glory be to God. Because, see, Peter started to sink.
Yes.
Because he took his eyes off Jesus. Hallelujah. As he was coming toward Jesus, he saw the wind. I said he saw the wind. He saw the fierceness of that enemy. He was afraid and beginning to speak. He said, Lord, save me. Hallelujah. But Jesus reached out to his hand. You see, he called on Jesus. He called on the Lord. Hallelujah. But Jesus said, you of little faith, why did you doubt? My God, Jesus is saying to us today, don't doubt. Don't doubt who I am. Always know that I am that I am. I am your that in each situation. Whatever it is that you need, I am that. Glory be to God. And all you must do is call on my name, in the name above all names, and I will help you. If you fall, I will pick you up. Hallelujah. And sometimes he'll just catch you before you fall. Glory be to God, but he's right there. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So Jesus reached out his hand, and he says, oh, you doubt me. Hallelujah. And it didn't please God. It grieved Jesus to know that we doubt him. And when he climbed into the boat, the wind died down. So when you invite Jesus in, when you call on his name, my God, you're not going to feel so bad about it. Glory be to God. I'm going to be saying, glory to God. I know you're taking me somewhere else, God. I know you're taking me higher in you, God. I know something good is going to happen. Because you're in the boat with me. You're in it with me. Hallelujah. You're right there in the mess with me, God. Thank you, God. So they said to him then, truly, you are a son of God. Oh, my God.
Yes.
Truly, you are the son of God. But truly, they should have known it before then. They should have had that revelation before then. That's why Jesus said, why did you doubt me? Mm-hmm. We can't doubt Jesus for a millimeter of a second. We can't doubt him at all. We got to continue to pray the word of God. Pray.
Yes.
Jesus gives us an example here. He went to spend some time alone with his father. He left the crowd. He dismissed them, and he went by himself to pray. Don't we have to get in our closet, get alone with Jesus, get alone with our God? Hallelujah.
Yes.
He's still in. No, he's God. Glory be to God, because you never know when a storm is going to come. You never know when something is going to happen. You never know when you're going to hear some bad news. You never know what's going to happen with the job. You don't know what's going to happen with the wife and the children. You just don't know. Only God knows. So we have to be prayed up, girded up, fasting, praying, doing the things we must do, just like Jesus. He's given us an example, you know, because, see, a storm was coming. They didn't know it, but Jesus knew it. Glory be to God. But we got to know, based on this scripture, that the storm will come. The waves are going to come. The winds of life is going to blow. My God, hallelujah. But with the favor of God, we won't be blown away. No, 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 no. Hallelujah. Like I said, the waves is not going to take you over. Nothing. It's going to overwhelm you to the point that it's going to take you over and take you down. Hallelujah. Glory be to God, because you're not fighting by yourself. Jesus is in there fighting for you. Glory be to God. All we got to do is fight the good fight of faith. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Hallelujah. We got so much more to cover. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. Just keep your eyes on the word himself, Jesus Christ. Don't take your focus. Don't put your focus on everything but God. I know we've preached a sermon like this before, and we preached it again. Why? It's necessary. It's on time right now, because I know people suffering right now. Glory be to God. I see it. Glory be to God. Bad news coming from everywhere. Glory be to God. I say glory to God, because we know who to call on. We know who to rejoice in.
Hallelujah.
It gives God the opportunity to come in and show off and let you know, hallelujah, I'm the one that can turn it all around.
Yes, yes, yes.
I'm the one. Call on the name of Jesus. You heard Peter.
Mm-hmm.
They bid me to come.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Calling on Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. That's what he had to do. Call on that name. Now let's go. Hallelujah. We thank you, Jesus, for this wonderful word today. And again, for everybody on this line. Hallelujah. I hope you're enjoying it so far. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. The spirit who don't want to believe that God will allow it. Many people will say, no, God didn't do that. But God allows it. God didn't cause sin, no. He didn't cause the problem, but he allows the problem.
Yes.
And this we must keep in mind, that he is the one that's allowing the problem. Don't we?
Amen.
And we say to God, can y'all hear me? Because it sounds low.
Amen.
All right. So how do we overcome? The Bible says we're overcomers. But it doesn't feel like we're overcomers when the sickness comes and the job loss comes and the strained relationships and the loss of a loved one. It doesn't feel, I'm saying, it's a feeling. We feel so bad. And sometimes we can't pinpoint. We're trying to pinpoint, what is it that caused this, God? What is the sin, Lord? What did I do? What I didn't do? And we begin to question ourselves. And that's a good thing, because we're supposed to examine ourselves. So when we're faced with these hardships, that our heart gets so heavy.
Jesus.
And we often do like Peter did when he saw his Jesus, our beloved, walking on the water. So Peter was full of joy, though, when he saw Jesus. Peter jumped. Imagine when he realized it wasn't a ghost. He realized, that's my sweet Jesus. That's my friend. He's coming to help us. He jumped. Imagine, he jumped from that fishing boat and he walked on the water to meet Jesus. But see, he began to doubt. He began to sink as he focused on the storm instead of keeping his eyes on Jesus. That's what the scriptures was telling us, that he did not keep his focus. And isn't this how we feel in those times of life when we're not feeling well, when there's difficulties and there's all kinds of grievous things going on? We're seeing our friends going through stuff. But what we do like Jesus. We pray. We fast. Hallelujah. Oh, how we focus on the storms of life. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. We focus on what is wrong instead of keeping our eyes fixed on the Savior. You see, that's what complaining is. That's what complaining is. We're not confessing that it's all going to be all right in the morning. It's going to be all right. It's going to be changed in the morning. That morning season is going to come. The seasons are going to change. My God, we don't stay in the same season, you know. We go from season to season. Hallelujah. We even have people who are seasonal in our lives. My God, hallelujah. Some people come for a season. God will give them to you for a season. Amen. Am I right about it?
Amen.
And then they're gone. But then you have people God give you for life.
Amen.
And they're going to be with you for the rest of your life.
Yes.
And through you, our best friend is Jesus. And when we befriend other people, they will become friends with Jesus if they're a friend of Jesus. Hallelujah. We get close to them. So thankfully, we are not alone. Peter realized when he saw Jesus, he was just so excited. Oh, it's my Jesus. It's my beloved. It's my sweet Jesus, my friend. He's here to rescue me.
Yes.
My God. Hallelujah. We're not alone. We have those resources. We have the strength of the Holy Spirit, the Word of God. That's what the Holy Spirit is. It's the Word of God. Hallelujah. And God's people, scripture that he's given us examples of. We've seen how God, how they walked with God in hope. Hallelujah. And how he got them out. Glory yes. be to God. Even when they sinned, God went and rescued them. My God, hallelujah. How many times he rescued the Israelites over and over and over, because God loves us just that much. And he'll send a word to us. Just like the word walked on that water to Peter and them in that boat. My God, hallelujah. He sent a word for us. And again, we see in the scripture that Jesus is praying for us. Amen. Jesus is praying. The Bible says he's the intercessor. Hallelujah. We're talking about it's going to be all over in the morning. Don't you fret. Don't you worry. My God, hallelujah. Don't you pull your hair out. My God, don't you holler and scream, but just call on the name of Jesus Christ and just be quiet about it. Be quiet about it. Stop saying you're sick. Stop saying how hard it is. Stop talking about the people and saying it ain't gonna never change. Don't never say that nobody will never change, because God can take the impossible cases and give them a miracle. Give them a miracle. God is always there. So let's keep that in mind. Y'all still with me? Y'all still with me?
Amen now.
Amen. Amen. Because, you know, this is the stuff that's messing up. So we want to just know every now and then, I need to know if y'all still with me. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And so we need to go now to Isaiah chapter 51, verse 3. To appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give unto them beauty for ashes. I love this scripture. The oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they might be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified.
Yes.
Are you planted today?
Yes.
Are you planted? Are you rooted and grounded in the word? Are you calling on Jesus instead of calling on trouble?
Right now.
Calling on Jesus instead of complaining about how bad it is. Are we staying focused on the problems or focused on Jesus?
Amen.
Hallelujah. This is a word for all of us.
right.
Because we all tend to complain. We all tend to stress and worry at times. Come on now. We are human. God understands that. He understands that. He doesn't condemn us for that. He says, I know that you're merely dust, and I have pity on you. God knows that we fall short of his glory. Amen?
Amen.
So when we have this feeling of this overwhelmed feeling, Isaiah is saying that God will give us, for that spirit of heaviness, God is going to give us the beauty for the ashes, the oil of joy for the morning.
Yes.
That joy comes in the morning. Mm. Hallelujah. That joy when you become delivered, when you come out of that thing. But we must stay in that joy.
Man,
someone told me last night as I was ministering that I'm not happy. I can't be happy.
Jesus.
I can't be happy. But see, what happens is many times we depend on other people.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. We depend on other people to make us happy.
Okay.
We want other people to be the reason.
Yes.
We look into people. We look into stuff. We look into things that has nothing to do with God.
Amen now.
We're allowing these things to take our focus away.
It's so true.
So why you can't be happy? Why you can't be happy? I ask that question, why?
Amen.
Well, it's things people say and it's things people do. What about what Jesus said?
All right. He
said you're an overcomer. He said you're more than a conqueror. He said, I am with you always.
Amen.
He said, I'm going to fight your battle. We got to go by what he said and not what they say unless they're saying what he said. If they're not talking what he said, don't listen.
Right.
When you got an issue and you give it and you're talking about it to somebody and they don't give you the word of God about it, but they start getting right in there with you, complaining with you, and telling you all about their problems too. It's all right to talk about it, but we can't focus on it. We can't focus on it because even when we focus on things in the past, you've had wounds open. You keep that bitterness in your heart. It becomes bitter. And with that bitterness can come depression. It can come that sadness. All of this comes at that feeling of defeat. It comes when we keep it. We can't keep it. We got to let it go. And we got to keep saying,
amen.
I'll be all over in the morning. God is going to make a way of escape for me. God is going to be there for me. Hallelujah. He is there for me. And he's going to make a way of escape. I'm coming out of this. And sit down, relax, and rest in Jesus.
Yes.
Hallelujah. You know, it's that feeling of faint. The Bible describes it, this feeling we're talking about, as, according to what Isaiah is saying. It's a feeling, it's a spirit, a suffering spirit. That's what it is. But we must go through some suffering because we must carry our cross. We know that. We know we're going to have nice seasons. We know people are going to leave our lives. They're going to come and they're going to go. And some people get so sad because that person is gone. They get so sad. I understand that. We understand that, but we can't stay there. We got to let it go. We got to let go of the pain. Let go of the anguish. Let go of everything, the stress, the worry. Just let it go. And we can let it go when we put our hands in the hands of Jesus. When we give him the issue. God, I give you this issue. I give you this problem. Because it's over my head. It's like that wave that went over my head, you know, and I look at it, the waves and the things that come, those waves of disgust and those waves of things that can come against us, and it's just completely over my head. It's nothing I can do about it. Hallelujah. But move out the way and let God handle it.
Amen. Now,
if you feel like you're sinking, ask God, God, lift me up, God. I need you to lift me up, God. Lift me up, God. I'm going to humble myself under your mighty right hand, oh God, because you said if I cast all my cares upon you, you would lift me up in due time, God. And now, God, I'm throwing it at you, God. That's what casting means. Casting means throwing. The Greek says if you throw it at God, give it to him, destroyed that. Say, God, I give this to you because everything concerning me concerns you. I can't handle it, God. I can't do it, but you can.
Yes.
And that's letting God know that we truly trust him. So when we have that sorrowful heart, hallelujah, when we have this situation that's unknown, we don't really know why it happened. Some people will be asking God, why me, God? Why not you? Why not you? Hallelujah. Jesus went through trouble. Jesus went through blasphemy. They blasphemed. They did all of this with Jesus. They did him all kinds of harm. They rejected him. They hated on him. My God, they didn't say anything good about him. I'm talking about that Pharisee spirit. I'm talking about the Sadducee spirit. Those spirits that come against the Lord, those spirits that's against the word of God. Hallelujah. They were throwing all kind of things at Jesus, all kind of terrible things at him, but he kept it moving. He kept doing the will of his Father. He didn't let it stop him. I know some people will say, well, he was God. I'm not God. No, I'm not saying you God. I'm not saying anybody is God, but we're supposed to be like him. Hallelujah. We're supposed to follow the model of Jesus Christ. We're supposed to say what he says and do what he do. Hallelujah. He said, greater things will you do. Hallelujah. God said you will do greater in this earth. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So he said we can do greater, meaning that we got to continuously do it. Jesus' ministry was only 3 years, but we can do greater. Why? Because we have the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Greater you will do than what you are doing now.
Amen.
He said you will do greater. He didn't say that we can make him greater. We can't make Jesus greater. We can't do that. He wasn't saying that. He was saying we will do greater. That means we will get better. Hallelujah. We will get more faith. We will get stronger. We will do greater because we have the Holy Spirit living inside of us. Hallelujah. That's there to strengthen us, to keep us, to teach us, to comfort us, to keep us strong. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So we can't dwell on the negative things like the Apostle Peter, the one carrying a spirit. He was carrying that spirit of fear. He got scared all of a sudden, but he had some heaviness going on in his heart. Peter had some heaviness going on in his heart. Peter was quick to jump and get angry. Mm-hmm. We all know that. He would be quick to jump. Hallelujah. There were some things that had to be broken off of all the disciples, over all of us. We've got to be broken. And God is the one to do it. God is the one to put us through the fire. My God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Matthew 11, chapter 11, verse 28. Moving right along. He said, come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Hallelujah. Isn't that beautiful? He said, I will give you rest. See here that Jesus is promising that he will provide that comfort, that he will provide that peace. Hallelujah. And it's not a shocker to me because I already know, glory be to God, that we can't ignore the one who longs to provide this comfort and this peace for us, this joy, this strength. We can't ignore that. If we keep focused on our problems, then that breakthrough will take so much longer to come.
Amen.
It won't come. Some things people have been waiting for a long time, but the negativism, the things that we say and do will hinder our growth. It will hinder the blessings of God to come into our lives.
Yes, ma'am.
My sister told me she had a dream. One of our prophets had a dream. And we were in it together. And it was so beautiful what she said the Lord showed her.
Jesus.
That we were together, number one. It was two. She wasn't by herself. It was two. And she said, I was sitting down, and there was nothing but fire burning up everything.
Jesus.
My God, my God. She said the fire was everywhere, and it was burning. And she said, you sitting there like nothing's going on. She said, I was sitting there just so calm while the fire was raging all around us. And I told her. She said, I told her, what you worrying about that for? What you worrying about that fire for?
Mm.
We got God.
Amen.
We got God. Why you worry? And I tell you what, it burst this sermon. It burst this sermon. Because it's saying, first of all, we got to stay together.
Amen.
And we got to be strong for the weak.
Yes, yes, yes.
Hallelujah. We got to stay on the wall. We got to pray.
Amen.
And hold each other and stay together. We were together. She didn't run. She stayed right there by me. And I was right there by her. She was helping me because she was with me, and I was helping her. But I wasn't trying to fight, sitting down, resting in Jesus. Why? Why are you worried about that? She said, I looked at her like, what? This fire can't burn us. This trouble won't hurt us. She said, and when the fire was over, everything was burnt up.
Mm.
Everything. It's like she could see the earth burnt up.
Mm-hmm.
But we were still standing. She was standing up, but I was sitting down. She was scared, she said.
Jesus.
Enemy want to give us a spirit of fear.
Yes, Lord.
But God does not give us a spirit of fear. What does he give us? He says he gives us power, love, and a sound mind.
Jesus.
That's what we have. Now, when we truly believe that, this stuff is not going to scare us. What it's supposed to do is have us to pray more.
Amen.
Fast more.
Amen.
Take our communion.
Yes, Lord.
Follow the Sabbath.
Yes, yes, yes.
And watch God bless you as you give of
yes.
yourself. You're not going to stay in the storm.
My Lord.
You are going to thrive.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to come through with no smell of smoke.
Well, hallelujah.
Now, do we have scars?
Yes, we're going to have.
Yeah, we're going to have some scars. We're going to have some war scars.
Amen.
Because we go through battle.
Amen.
But it won't stop us.
No.
They heal. We heal. We heal from it all.
Amen.
God gives us the revival we need.
Amen.
Don't let no trouble tear you down. Remember, weeping endures for a night, but joy comes in the morning. It's the morning. Jesus is our day star.
Amen.
He's our morning.
Mm.
He's our rose of Sharon. He's our beauty. Beauty for ashes. Jesus is the beauty.
Amen.
The beauty of it all is that we never stay in trouble.
It's so true.
Trouble comes. But it's like it's not even there. We don't walk in it. We walk in the word. We walk by faith and not by sight.
Thank
we
you.
Walking in the word and knowing Jesus is going before us.
Yeah, Lord.
So for whoever have a heavy heart today, those grieving today, I'm not trying to downplay your feelings because we all have feelings of sorrow. We all go through those times when our heart is heavy, when we're feeling like, oh, God, I just can't go on. I can't take no more. God is too much for me.
Yes, yes, yes.
God, deliver me, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Lord, I need you now, God.
Yes, Lord.
I need you to move for me now, God.
Yes, Lord.
That's the cry. And God's now. God's now is he's always on time.
Yes, Lord.
But our now has to be our faith. Amen. Our now has to say what the word says. Now faith. Do you have some now faith? Do you have right now faith? Right now. Not tomorrow, not next year, but right now.
Right now.
Now faith is the substance and the evidence of things not seen. We have the evidence because why? We have the word of God. We have in our hearts what God said is going to be and what is. That we're coming through. Hallelujah. That's evidence. The word is our evidence. Jesus hanging on that cross is the, all the evidence we really need.
Amen.
Why? Because he said it is finished. It is finished. Everything for our lives has been finished. Every devil has been conquered already. My God, Jesus already did it.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So that's our evidence. We can have faith and trust in God. And God gives us those encounters because we got evidence. We got evidence. Evidence is something that you can see.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Lord. Hallelujah.
I've seen it. I heard it. I was there. It happened to me.
Hmm.
And I was calling on the name of Jesus, and you and I was and I thanked Jesus over and over for the beautiful ashes. Hallelujah!
Mama.
Because God burned it up. While we was in the fire, some things was being burned. While we on the potter's wheel, we being shaped. Hallelujah! So that we will be molded, a molded vessel for the Lord. A molded vessel that could be used for God. How are we going to be used to minister to other people if we don't know anything, that we've never been through anything?
Right.
How are we going to minister to other people unless we go through the fire?
Yes,
unless we know what it's like.
Jesus.
Unless we know how they feel when they're crying.
Mm-hmm.
How they feel when they feel all alone.
Oh, yes, Lord.
How they feel when people talk to you, talk down to you.
Mm-hmm.
How we feel when people steal from us.
Yes.
How you feel? You don't feel good.
Right.
It's grievous.
Yes.
How you feel when you see people suffering?
Yes, Lord.
How do you feel when you get that phone call and somebody says they got cancer?
Yes, Lord.
How you feel, one of yours?
Mm-hmm.
How you feel?
Oh, yes.
It grieves. It tears our heart.
Yes, he does.
But Jesus is there.
Yes, he is.
And we call on the name and we plead the blood of Jesus Christ, calling on the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
My God, don't make no mistake about it. He's right there.
That's
Wasn't he in the fire with the Hebrew boys?
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't he with Moses?
Oh, yes.
Joshua.
Yes, yes, yes.
Oh, my God. He was with the prophets.
Oh, yes.
When they went among the people and they told the truth, they didn't hold back the truth because they know they had God standing with them. God sent them and God was going to,
yes.
Hallelujah. So that's why we know that it's going to be all over in the morning. The trouble can't last forever. No, 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 no. It's going to change.
Yes, yes.
But people will change.
Amen.
Situations will change.
Yes,
just keep calling. Don't give up.
Don't
give up. Keep calling in the name of Jesus, and it'll keep hope alive in your heart. You will always be hopeful.
Yes, Lord.
Don't be a pessimist, but
yes.
You'll be a realist. Hallelujah. You be a realist because you believe in the realness of Jesus. That's what I call a realist. You believe in him. You believe and know what he's able to do, because guess what? You're going to have some encounters. When you give your life totally to God, he gives you those encounters. So have no fear.
Amen.
Have no fear. Jesus is with us. He says in telling you what God said, let's remember it and let's get these scriptures and pray them. God said in Psalm 46, chapter 46, verses 1 and 2, God is our refuge and strength in the time of trouble. Remember that when you're going through a night season.
Amen.
God, you are my refuge. God, you are my strength. God, you said you'd be an ever-present help in the time of trouble. I know you're with me, and I know, my God, that it's not going to be like this always.
Amen.
It'll be all over in the moment.
Hallelujah.
We will not fear God. You said you haven't given me a spirit of fear, but you've given me power. I thank you for the power. That's in me, the power of the Holy Spirit, and I will overcome. I shall overcome.
Yes,
yet because of the power. So the earth give away and the mountains fall into the sea. Your heart may feel like it's broken.
Yes.
Or it's torn. Like it just sinks down in your stomach. Have you ever felt that way?
My.
Have you ever felt like your heart was in your throat, like you were going to puke it up?
Yes.
I know about it.
Mm-hmm.
But I still called on the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Yeah.
God,
Amen.
Me always, God. Me down. Because you're going to lift me up, oh God. I am lifted.
Thank you, Jesus.
In Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Christ. I rise.
All right now. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
I rise.
Thank you, Jesus.
Above all that come against
that.
Me.
Say that.
I rise, God. Hallelujah. Because you said I'm above all men, not beneath God. Hallelujah. Because you have risen. You have given me resurrection power. My God, hallelujah, I shall never forget it. Oh, my God, I won't forget all you've done for me, Lord. And I know you're the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. All my yesterdays, you were with me, and you're with me right now today, and you're with me in my future. God, I thank you. This is what we say. And we say it out loud for the enemy to hear us. Hallelujah. I know the God I serve. Yes. Hallelujah. And he's serving up blessings. Glory be to God. He's serving up goodness. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. He's serving up joy. He's serving up peace. My God, hallelujah, to his servants, those who serve for the Lord. God is serving up all the blessings. Hallelujah. We're blessed beyond measure. And greater is in store for the people of God who suffer for the love of God. We suffer. Oh, but we rejoice as well. While we're suffering, you see, a strong saint is going to rejoice while he's suffering so the enemy can see you ain't doing nothing. My God, you just talking loud, saying nothing. Glory be to God, because my God has told me who I am in him. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. And the Bible says, if God be for us, who can be against us? We need to shout for joy. Glory be to God. Okay, God, I know you're taking me somewhere else. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. You're giving me some more because I can be more merciful. I can be more loving. I can be more kind. I can be more like you, Jesus. Thank you. Can you thank him for the fire? Can you thank him for the fire? Can you thank him for the trouble, my God? Can you thank him for everything you've been through, everything you're going through? Like, just thank him and trust that when you put your hand in his hand, you give it all to him, he's going to walk with you. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. He says today, you can lean on me. Hallelujah. Lean on me because I'm strong. The Bible says you're weak, but God is strong. You can lean on me because I'm your strength.
Yes, he is.
I'm your refuge. I'm your shield. I'm your buckler. I am that I am. Hallelujah. I'm your shelter. I'm your shelter in a storm.
Mm-hmm.
When it's raging, hallelujah, it won't tear you up. No, it won't. You're just going to walk on the water. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. You're going to walk through the storm. Thank you, Jesus, for being our refuge, for being our strength. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Oh, isn't he wonderful? Hallelujah. So we're not, sometimes people just go into shock. And that's normal. I'm not saying it's not normal to happen when we get, those feelings. I remember when I got a phone call that my son's house was being burglarized and they came in with guns. And my daughter-in-law had time to call. My granddaughter was smart. She hid and she called the police. And she was upstairs, praise God. She called the police and they came in. And my daughter-in-law said, the robber said, they're going to kill us all. I got that call, I fell down. I got so weak, I fell, y'all. I fell to the floor, and I started screaming on the net, calling the name of Jesus. I started screaming out the name, my God. While I was crying, I was screaming, my God, on the Lord Jesus to take hold of the situation. My God, and I tell you, not one of them was killed. and the police came, but the robbers ran. They ran. Oh, my God, but they can't hide from Jesus. They were, my family was terrified. They even said they was going to shoot the little boy, shoot my baby grandson, who was only about 4 years old and a five. They were going to shoot him, and they wanted him. They was going to shoot his parents, and they wanted the little boy to see before they kill him. That's some mean stuff. That's some evil, horrible stuff. I'm just saying, I don't mean to talk about myself today, but I just know what I've been through. Yes. I know that the Lord answers prayer. I know that when you call on the name of Jesus, he comes into that situation. Glory be to God. He's right there, and he stops them. I always say, peace be still in the name of Jesus. Jesus calmed the waves. Hallelujah. He calmed the storm. He said, peace be still.
My Lord.
So I always say, when trouble comes, I always say, peace be still in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. David, in Psalm 142, was in deep sorrow and anguish. He was on the run from Saul, King Saul, and King Saul's men. He was the future king of Israel. That's very important here. Don't miss this. That's why the enemy was after him so strong and wanted to kill him. Why? Because of the future.
Mama.
Because of what God had planned for his future. So don't you think it's strange when the enemy come on strong and when the enemy come against your family strong and against you and against everything in your life. Don't think it's strange. It's happened before.
Amen.
Because he knew David was the promised king of Israel.
All right now.
So he wanted him dead.
Mm-hmm.
Don't miss it. When you know you're serving God and trouble comes like that, just stand and do all to stand. And that's what David did. He praised God anyhow.
Hallelujah.
He was praising the Lord. Hallelujah. Thanking the Lord. Crying out to God.
Yes.
The whole time he was on the run.
Mm-hmm.
So the future king of Israel, he's in despair, and he wants a response from God. In Psalm 142, I'm not going to read the whole psalm. Read that psalm. David's circumstance was horrible. He was in a dire situation. And his spirit was suffering.
Yes.
Oh, my God, I know you've been there, which you know for sure. Huh?
Amen.
It was only for a night season. His night season lasts for a while. It was for a long time. And why do we complain when we're going through it? Why do we continually complain? All we got to do is give it the word. I'm saying it's going to happen. It happens. But when we hear ourselves complaining, why don't we just say, Lord, forgive me. Lord, forgive me for complaining. God don't like complaining. The word says it. Don't we want to please God? We want to please God. So, God, help us not to complain.
That's right.
Help us not just speak the word. That's where the power is. We fight with the word of God. The sword of the spirit is the word. You cut that enemy off with the word. That's how you cut him. That's how Jesus cut him in the garden when he was suffering and when he was in that garden hungry. And the enemy came to tempt him. These those temptations. He bring those temptations to make us suffer. But my God, the temptation is that we just curse God and die, that we just curse God and that we walk away from the word of God. That's what he wants us to do, to start not believing God, to lose our faith and stop trusting God and walk away from God. That's what he wants us to do. When that trial comes on and it's heavy, the enemy want to discourage us to the point where we say, what's the use? I might as well just go my own way. I might as well just stop this stuff, decreeing and declaring the word of God, and look what's happening to me. Well, that's why it's happening.
Yes, yes, yes.
Because you're trusting God. You're decreeing and declaring his word. And that's why it's happening. And also, the enemy knows that God's going to keep you higher. He's going to take you high. He's going to take you higher and higher. And he don't want to see it. He doesn't want us to be a triumphant saint. He wants us to feel lost and disgusted, sick, busted, broke, my God, that's how he wants us to be. But God won't allow it if we just stay in the word. Amen. You know what else can cause us to have hatred and bitterness? It's because of unconfessed sin. Disobedience to God and his word, a wall between us and the Lord.
Yes.
And only a heart of repentance will bring restoration.
Amen.
You want to be restored? He will restore you. But a heart of repentance is going to bring restoration. If you're in doubt about your suffering, there's prayers to be said in the word of God. Psalm 139, verses 23 to 24. Let's go there. David prayed this prayer. He said, search me, God. You know my heart. Test me, know my anxious thoughts. Verse 24. See if there be any offensive way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. That's a good prayer for examining. He said, search me. Test me. Some people say that's that. You pray that prayer, you better look out. When you ask God to test you, he's going to test you.
Okay.
Ask him to search you, he's going to search you.
Yes, yes, yes.
You ask God to test you, it's coming. The test is going to come.
Amen.
You better believe it's coming. But we want God to change those things in our lives that's going to keep us separated from him, cause a hindrance in our life. Amen. So remember, there's joy in the morning. You're going to weep, but Jesus will store your tears in a bottle. How precious you are to him. When we weep, it hurts God to see us weep.
Yes.
It hurts God to see us go through. But God knows it's necessary. Everything God does and allows in our lives is necessary. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. So make sure there's no unconfessed sin, no disobedience to God, because it's going to put a wall, it's going to put a separation, and God knows we don't want to be separated from him.
Amen.
Not in good times or in bad times, because you know we can get complacent.
Yes.
Because God is so good, we can get complacent. Y'all, you won't read your Bible as much. You won't pray as much.
Right.
Things is good. It's very dangerous. You know, you call on the Lord more when you're suffering.
Mm-hmm.
If we got some believers on this line that know the truth,
it's the truth.
We call on the name more when we're suffering. Oh, Jesus, help me. Oh, Jesus, I need you now. Oh, Jesus. But see, when it's going good, everything is flowing real smooth. You're not on the rocky. You're not on the rocks.
All right now.
Your marriage is not on the rocks.
Mm-hmm.
Children is acting okay. Finances is flowing. Uh-huh. And people just love you.
Oh, yes.
People just loving on you. Uh-huh. Oh, that's the time when it's dangerous, very, very dangerous, because we can get mad, complacent. And next thing you know, we're not praying as much. We don't fast no more. We don't do that. Mm-mm. No, ain't got no time for that. No, you're going to eat up everything you can see.
All right.
Got a whole lot. Can't pull back away from the table.
No, no.
And while we can't pull back away from the table, we're pulling back from the word. We're pulling back from the things of God. We don't call our friends that lifted us up and was there with us.
That's right.
that prayed with us.
Amen.
And they don't hear from us like they used to.
Mm-hmm.
Because now we got it all going on.
All going on.
And I heard somebody say, because see, I don't need nobody. I don't need nobody. I got it together, they were saying. Oh, you need somebody. It's a blessing to need somebody.
Amen. That's right.
And we better have a need for Jesus Christ. Foremost and utmost, have a need for God. We need him all the time.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank
I
you.
Hear that song, I need you now, God.
Need you, Lord.
I need you now, no matter what my now is, God, I need you.
Yes.
No matter what I'm going through right now, God, I need you. In the good times and the bad times and all my times, oh, my God, I need you.
Amen. Amen.
Lord, help us. Lord, help me have mercy.
Yes, Lord.
Mercy on my neighbors, oh, God, have mercy. And mercy on the lost. We better be praying while we having such a smooth time. Hallelujah. Talking about we don't need nobody. I don't be asking nobody for nothing.
My.
Oh, but you got people praying. Hallelujah. You got people giving their love to you.
My.
You got God pouring his love out on you and giving people for your life. Are you, and you don't need that. You don't need nobody. When God said he's going to send you somebody. But you're saying, I don't need nobody. Oh, what if God takes those bodies? What if God say, okay, well, you don't need nobody. Well, I'm going to move them out your life.
All right now.
I pray not in the name of Jesus. I'm just talking, speaking hypothetically here. That's all I'm saying. It's something to think about. We need our friends. We need them.
That's right now.
We need the people of God to pray. We need to be connected to strong Christians.
Amen.
I might not need your, no money, but I need your prayer.
Amen.
I might not need no clothes. Might not need no shoes.
Right.
But I need you to hold my hand in faith.
Amen.
I might not need anything physical or material, but I need the spiritual. I always need the spiritual. Hallelujah. Look, if I was naked, I'll praise God. If I didn't have no shoes to wear, I'll praise God.
Yes, Lord.
If I didn't have no food, and there's been times when I didn't have none, when I went to bed hungry, but I didn't go to bed without Jesus.
All right now.
Homeless.
Dead
but he was my shelter.
Dead
my God, hallelujah. No, he didn't let me sleep in the car and push a basket around and have a mattress like some of these poor people under the bridge.
Jesus.
He was my refuge and my strength.
Oh,
he was my shelter. He's my shelter. Yeah.
Yes.
When I think about those people under the bridge,
my.
When I think about the hungry, it grieves my heart.
Mm-hmm.
When I think about the lost, it grieves my heart.
Jesus.
But I don't give up. Don't give up on your friends. Don't give up on your family. Don't give up. Just pray for them. Don't say they're hopeless.
Jesus.
We all been in a place
Amen.
Where we were living in sin.
Yes.
And we needed the Savior. And we need him all the time. I'm talking about it's going to be all over in the morning.
Yes.
There's another morning I'm talking about.
Yes.
That morning in paradise.
Amen.
When there will be no darkness.
All right.
Jesus is going to be, he is the light of the world, the Bible says. He is the light of the world. Even in this dark world, he's still the light of the world. And we have to have the light in us, I say.
Amen.
It'll be all over in the morning. By and by, my God, we'll fly away.
Yes.
Because God said none of us can escape it. There are some, though, he said that would not taste death. He said that. There are some. When the rapture comes, there will be some that will not taste death. But I'm saying to you today, we need the Lord. The morning comes. The night seasons don't last forever. It'll be all over.
Mm-hmm.
When you step out of this earth into glory.
Hallelujah.
I said when you step into this out of this earth into glory.
Oh, yes.
It'll be all over in the morning. You step into the morning.
Mm-mm.
You step into the light that's forever. That there's no more darkness.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Lord,
so I wasn't just talking about no night seasons in this earth where the light is going to come.
Uh-huh.
I'm talking about the forever.
Forever.
Eternal.
Mm.
Jesus, the light of the world.
Yes, Lord.
The beauty of our Savior.
Mm-hmm.
Our beautiful Savior. We will see him in all his glory.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
We'll be walking on streets of gold. My God, I'm talking about heaven.
Yes, Lord.
Keep a picture as much as you can. Imagine heaven.
Yes, yes.
We can't really, you know, really fully imagine it. But just know we are going to a better place.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be all over in the morning. People who are sick right now, and when the Lord take them, he promised to heal us, right?
Yes, Lord.
He said, by his stripes you were healed.
Uh-huh.
So if you don't see a manifestation of healing in this earth, when you step out of this earth into glory, everything that was wrong is now right.
All right.
Everything that didn't feel good now feels good.
Yes, Lord.
You're in the arms of Jesus. You're in his arms right now.
Yes, Lord.
But you're going to step out of this world into glory.
Yes, Lord.
That's the main thing.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
Oh, praise.
But whatever we're going through is here is only temporary. It's temporary.
Temporary.
It's going to pass. You know, the old people used to say, this too shall pass.
Hallelujah.
Because they knew. They knew it was going to be over. It'll be all over in the morning.
Yes, Lord.
Those things that come, you talk about poor health and so many families is having confrontations and conflicts and worry and grief.
Oh, yes, Lord.
The loss of friends, the loss of family members.
Yes.
Living in this broken world, this wall that has fallen because of sin.
Yes.
My God, it's enough to shake. It's enough to shake us, but it can't take you. Don't let it take you.
No.
It's enough to shake you. Even some of your strong beliefs, you get shaken by some news, shaken by the news of a death of a friend or the death of a loved one, you get shaken.
Amen.
It's not going to move you when you're strong. It's not going to move you away from the will of the Father. It's not going to move you like that. It's going to move you to worship, move you to praise. While you're crying, you're praising. My God, on your knees, weeping and praising God.
My Lord.
Don't we weep when we're happy. Sometimes it's tears of joy. It's not always tears of sadness.
My Lord.
My God, there are occasions that are so beautiful and we just weep about it. Because
we
see the beauty of it. And we see the blessing that God is bestowing upon us and our family.
Mm-hmm.
But we must put on the full armor of God. Lean on his promises. It's so vital. It's so vital while we're here in this earth. Hallelujah, that we walk as we're going on our journey, that we follow Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Psalm 38 and 9. Giving you these scriptures so we can just to restore some folks that lost hope when they're saying it's not no use. What's the use? Well, I'm telling you, it's all worth it to praise God.
Yes, yes, yes.
It's only temporary. Joy is going to come in the morning. It's going to be all over in the morning. He says in verse 9, all my longings lie open before you, Lord. My sighing is not hidden from you. My God, he says, not hidden. My trouble, my feeling, my heartache, it's not hidden from you, Lord. You know what's going on in my life.
Mm-hmm.
And I need you to fix it.
Mm-hmm.
I need you to rescue me.
Yes, yes, yes.
Hallelujah. So when we read this psalm, it can fill you with hope for those who have this depression, this anxiety, this feeling that it's all over.
Jesus.
It's a reminder that God is aware of our burdens, and he said, I'll be your burden bearer.
Amen.
It makes us aware that he knows and he cares. Yeah.
Hallelujah.
All of my longings lie open before you, Lord. My crying, my grief, my pain, my sorrow, my lack, whatever it is, my losses, all these things are not hidden from you because I got you, Jesus.
Yes, yes, yes.
I'm satisfied in you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
I'm hurting, but I'm satisfied.
Oh, yes, Lord.
Because I know you're there.
Jesus.
For believers in the Lord, listen, the Bible is very clear that our faith is purpose-filled. God allows hardships to strengthen, to sanctify us, and make us more like him. I said that. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Believe it. Know that you got to go through something to get through something.
So true.
Also, anything we experience, I say again, in this life, it's only temporary.
Uh-huh.
I say again, it's only temporary. Don't you believe it's going to keep going on. Uh-huh. Just believe that God is going to do what he said he'll do. God's people are called to live with an eternal mindset. Eternal mindset. Not the right now, not just thinking any further than our nose, but an eternal perspective, I could say it that way. Hallelujah. Because of what God has already done. Praises be to God our Father, our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father. He's the Father of love, the Father of compassion, the Father of hope, Father of comfort. And he comforts us in all our troubles, according to 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 3 and 4, so that we can comfort those, here we go, in any trouble because of the comfort that we have received from God. We received that comfort when we were going through our night season.
Yes, yes, yes.
And now we got to help our brothers and sisters, help them to bear their burden.
Amen.
Romans chapter 5, verses 3 and 4. Not only so, but we also glory in our sufferings. Hello.
Amen.
We're supposed to glory in our sufferings because we know that suffering produces perseverance.
Yes, yes, yes.
Meaning we can go on. We're going to persevere. We're going to endure the trial.
Yes.
Perseverance, character, and character hope. We build up the godly character is what he's saying. And as we build, we are built upon the godly character, built upon the word which gives us godly character because we live the word. Then we have that hope alive in our hearts all the time. It's an eternal hope. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So we praise God for this word that we know we're going to persevere. We know we're going to come through it all. Pray, pray, pray for your brothers and your sisters suffering. So much suffering. You say that, you might say that lady is constantly talking about suffering. It's because it's so much of it in the world, and people need encouragement.
Yes.
People need to know that Jesus is the only way for your tomorrow to be bright all the time. It doesn't matter what the spirit of darkness try to bring. The light is with you. The light of God will never leave you. His name is Jesus Christ.
Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. No matter what the suffering, he suffered and he said, take up your cross and follow me. The cross is a place of death, a place of suffering. We got to die to our flesh. We got to say, God, have your way. This flesh, flesh, you got to talk to that flesh. Flesh, you're not going to have your way. I'm going to do it God's way. Amen. We ought to be saying. So, Jesus with you. Stay close to your friends of God. Stay close to those strong Christians. They're going to be there with you. They're going to pray for you even while you're sleeping. While we're sleeping, people praying, and we're praying for others. Glory be to God. And pray for those saints who are sleeping. Yeah, hiding and running. Running from God. Running because we want to stay doing what we're doing, and it's not like God.
Don't do it.
So we got to come in and say, God, I know I'm running.
Hallelujah.
I'm hiding.
I'm here, Pastor.
Hiding from you, God, because you can see all.
Yes, Lord.
You're all over, God. You're everywhere at the same time. Now I realize that this word that you're with me, even in my lost way, even though I'm lost in my ways, God, because of the ways that I have that are not like you, God, but I want to be in the way. I want to know you the way. I want to know you the truth. I want to know the truth, and I want everlasting life. We need everlasting life. Only God can give you the way, the truth, and the life is Christ. Glory be to your name. Please, I urge you, don't give up. It's going to be all over. One day.
No.
One day.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to have that
pain. Amen. One day. Amen.
One day. You're not going to be sick no more.
Yeah, hallelujah.
One day.
Hallelujah.
You're not going to have to deal with the evil, wild, and wicked ways of the enemy. One day, you'll be rescued forever.
Hallelujah.
And we ought to be looking forward to the day. To the day when we don't have to deal with this world no more. Live like Apostle Calendar says, live to live again.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. This is only temporary.
Mm.
Build your life upon the rock of all ages, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, Lord.
And we can only build our life on the rock through the Word himself. And your house won't sink. You won't sink. Because you're building the strong foundation through the Word for your life. It's a strong foundation. Don't allow the enemy to come in, lie to you, and steal your joy. Don't let him do it.
Yeah.
Call the name of Jesus and say, God, give me strength to hold on, God.
Yes.
Give me strength to go through, God.
Yes.
But God, I can't do it without you. Lord, I need you now. I need you now, Yahweh. God, I need you.
Glory.
It don't have to be no long prayer. Just call on the name of Jesus Christ. My God, say,
hallelujah.
Jesus Christ, my Savior, rescue me.
Just a self-prayer.
Rescue my children.
Yes.
Oh, God, touch every area of my life. Touch my friends. Touch every area of their lives, God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, God, touch the lost, God. Stop crying out for other people. You know, when you got your mind fixed on yourself, that's when we mess up.
My Lord.
Get your mind fixed on Jesus, and you're going to have your mind on helping other people.
Hallelujah.
Oh, yeah. Other people are going to come front and center. Other people are going to be priority.
Yes, yes, yes.
Lord, help my friend.
My.
Mm-hmm.
They're in trouble, Lord. I need you to help them. I need you to touch that situation, God. We got to pray about everything.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
And stop believing every lie of the enemy. Stop allowing him to come in and steal, kill, and destroy.
Glory.
Because you got power, use it.
Yes.
Use your authority.
Yes, Lord.
Use what God has given. Do what God has said.
Lord.
Go where God say to go.
Yes, Lord.
And speak his word over your life.
My.
I tell you without a shadow of a doubt,
Jesus,
it's going to be over in the morning.
Hallelujah.
I've had a lot of mornings.
Yes.
Matter of fact, I'm walking in the morning.
My.
I'm walking with the day star himself.
Amen now.
Hallelujah. So you can say, oh, I'm walking in the morning. It's a nice season, but I'm already in the morning.
Yes.
Because my God is the light of the world.
Hallelujah.
And my God is the one that takes care of all my needs.
Yes.
I refuse to worry. I refuse to fret. Come on, y'all got to say that. I refuse to let the enemy feed me, and I say without a shadow of a doubt, Jesus is with me as I carry the cross, and he's given me the help I need to carry. Hallelujah. I'm not carrying it by myself. My friends and is helping me. Jesus said he's my burden bearer, and he sends people to help you to bear the burden.
Glory.
He said, I am your burden bearer. So what he does, he sends you help. He sends the help you need. Don't forget it. You got help. You got angels. That he's given charge over you.
Mm-hmm.
You got the power to trample upon the serpent. That's what he said in Psalm 91. Believe it. Devil, you already defeated. Don't you think you got another thought coming. You think you could take me out, but you can't. Don't dance with the devil. Dance with the Father. Don't dance with the devil. Don't have no dialogue. Don't let him come in and keep interjecting thoughts without canceling them thoughts out of your mind.
Yes.
Soon as he gives you a thought, you better say, I rebuke him.
Right.
It got to go in the name of Jesus, because if you don't, it'll fester. And next thing you know, he'll be saying, I got you. Don't focus on any negative, but only on the word of God. And we're going to stop right here. Father, we're just grateful.
Yes, Lord.
We're grateful for Jesus. Yes. We're grateful that he's with us through everything.
Yes.
Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah.
I'm on the line, Apostle.
I hear you. Hallelujah, God.
Yes.
I heard you through the sermon. I did.
Oh, okay.
There are ways. God gives us the ways. He gives us what the word that we need when we minister. He gives us the way we need to go. Hallelujah. While we're on the mission in this earth, we're all supposed to be on a mission, and that mission is being about the Father's business. Whatever the business is that he put in our hands to do.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Mm. And help our brothers and sisters to know you can overcome.
Yes. Mm.
The devil is already defeated.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is.
Believe it. And don't believe that there is no devil, because he is doing stuff out there. But in the spirit realm, he's already defeated.
My.
And he knows he is.
Jesus.
He knows it. And that's why he's wreaking havoc right now, even the more, because his time is very short.
Amen.
To the signs of the times, we can see that his time is very short.
Jesus.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
So we got to keep focused on the way that God has given us.
My Lord.
To come through.
Jesus.
We got to know that our food to do the will of the Lord. That's our food. He's our necessary food, he's our necessary water, and that's how we get planted, when we know that we know the word is all we need.
Word, sir.
Get planted, rooted, and grounded, and our roots will go deep.
Yes, sir.
Amen?
Amen.
Go deep, and then we know, Lord, I know I'm hooked up with you, Jesus.
Yes.
I'm hooked, line, and with Jesus. Glory be to God. And ain't no storm, ain't nothing going to keep me down. Nothing is going to knock me down where I can't get up.
All right now.
Yes.
Glory be to God.
Oh, glory.
Hallelujah, God. We thank you.
Mm-mm.
I don't want to go over the storm. Hallelujah.
Yes,
I'm enjoying this word.
Yes.
It's a word for all of us. Because all of us are going through something.
Amen.
It's the truth.
It's the truth, baby. Mm.
The saints are really going through a lot.
Yes, yes, yes.
And it's more than usual.
Mm-hmm.
Which speaks volumes to me.
Mm.
And Jesus is close to coming back. And also it speaks that we're doing the will of the Father.
Amen. Amen.
He can say glory, hallelujah. That's why I always say, when these things come, say glory, hallelujah, Lord. Yes, Lord, because the devil's in you.
Mm-hmm.
Hear me when I say, when the devil come against us and he begins, you know, and all these evil things come, it's because you see Jesus.
Yes, yes, yes.
He sees the Jesus in you. He hates Jesus. Jesus. So you can say hallelujah.
Yes, yes, yes.
I know Jesus is in me.
Uh-huh.
Because if he wasn't in me, the devil would not be fighting me the way he does.
That's the truth.
Y'all believe what I'm saying. Please take it seriously.
Mm.
If the devil ain't fighting you, if the devil don't want nothing to do with you, huh? If he's not fighting you, you better check your walk.
You better check it.
It's time for a checkup.
Quick and fast.
Yes, indeed. Because if you're not getting no trials, no tests, that means you're in the devil's church.
Yes.
The one that Apostle was talking about.
Mm-hmm.
It's not God's church.
Nope, you're
because
not.
God's people are fought all the time.
Yes, yes.
He comes to fight us. That's why God said keep your armor on.
That's right.
If we didn't have nothing to fight, if we didn't have to fight, we wouldn't have to have the armor.
That's right now.
And God said our weapons are not carnal but mighty for the pulling down of strongholds. Why do you need weapons?
Mm-hmm.
You need the word to fight.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. If we didn't need to fight with the word, God wouldn't have said we have a sword of the spirit.
That's the truth.
I wasn't going to go there, but that's, you know, please know. Say, God, show me. That's why David says, search me.
Mm-hmm.
Search me, God.
That's right.
If there's anything hidden that's not like you, God, reveal it. God, take it away. God, burn it up. No matter what I have to go through, God, burn it up, God. I don't want. I want what you want. I want to do what you said to do. I don't want anything if it's not like you.
Mm-hmm.
And when you say that, he's going to come. Hold on.
Mm-hmm.
Put your seatbelts on. Because you're going to go for a ride. Mm-hmm. God's going to take you for a ride.
Amen.
He can take you somewhere you've never been before.
Amen.
He's going to take you to a place.
Yes, thank you.
That's going to make you better.
Hallelujah.
I'm better because of my struggle.
Mm-hmm.
I'm better because of my pain. I'm better because of the grief. I'm better.
Mm-hmm.
I'm wiser. And I want to get even more wiser, and I want to get even more understanding, and I pray that for you all on this line. So we're going to go now. Again, I say we're going to go.
Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus, God, I thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Lord, we thank you. And we ask, oh God, that you help us through this. God, we need your help through the struggle, through the grief, through the pain, through the hurt. We need you, Lord.
Yes, yes, yes.
God, I ask you to touch every soul, touch every situation, Lord.
Jesus.
Have your way, Lord. Bring the stony heart in, Father, in the name of Jesus, God.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Let this word resonate. And, Father, I pray that we begin to pray the word, that we begin to fast and pray more.
Yes, Lord.
If we have not done it already, pray, fast, hold on.
Jesus.
Hold on. Hold on, I say.
Jesus.
Always. It's going to be a victory.
Hold on. Hallelujah.
It'll be all over in a minute.
Yes, Baba said, cha cha.
In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I pretty much did the prayer of salvation, but. But, man of God, go right ahead in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Greetings, brothers and sisters on this line. There's several scriptures, and I'll just refer you to them, some of them. The first being the book of John, chapter 3, 16, verses 16 and 17. And for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that who shall ever believe in him shall not be put to shame. You know, for God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. See, the only way is Jesus Christ. No matter what these other teachings are saying, the true teaching is what God says, God's word. Hallelujah. And in the book of Romans, chapter 3, and the book of Romans, chapter 6, first of all, 3, the wage that we've all fallen short of the glory of God. God knew that we were only dust. That's why he sent Jesus to be our Savior. Thank you, Heavenly Father. And in the book of Romans, chapter 6, at verse 23, the wages of sin is death. Spiritual death, but it could lead to death while in sin. So if you are out of the will of God right now, maybe you have received Jesus as your Lord and Savior. I urge you strongly, prodigal sons and daughters, to rededicate your life to the Lord Jesus Christ and give up the things that you slipped on away from the faith with. Your slate is clean, and for all those who have never received Jesus as your Lord and Savior, if you would say, as it is in chapter 10 of Romans and verse 9, that if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. That's the word of God, promise of God. Call upon the Lord. Hallelujah. For he calls us all. He calls us all to himself, you see. And if you've said that, you'll see in verse 10 that there's no distinction between Jew and Greek. For God, who made us all, calls us all to himself. And to be saved, you must go through Jesus Christ. He is the only way. He is the door to the Heavenly Father. He's the only way to true salvation is through the Lord Jesus Christ. So the scripture says in the book of Acts, chapter 4, verse 12, nor is there any other name mentioned among men, any other name under heaven among men that's mentioned among men other than Jesus Christ. No other name. So Jesus is the only way. Now, if you have said this prayer, if you have made this confession and said, Jesus, I'm a sinner. I want to be in your graces. You're letting the enemy know when you speak it. It's in your mouth. It's in your mouth. You must speak it out loud because the enemy can inject thoughts into your mind, but he can't read your mind. So don't think, Lord, I'm a sinner. No, say it out loud so the enemy will know that you're no longer in his camp. Now, if you're out there If you're stealing, you're doing, you know, all kinds of stuff, stealing, robbing, breaking in people's homes. If you're, get this, people see, they don't think it. Well, me and this girl, or me and this guy, we're living together. We're doing all right. We got a couple of kids and stuff, you know, and I take care of my family and the guy, and she takes care of the family and the home, you know. You still fornicate. You're living in sin. You're living in sin. I urge you, stop fornicating. Get married. And even if you're not, if you don't have any children and you're not living together and you're still having sex out of wedlock, you're fornicating. Stop it. Because if you cross over, that sin is on you. There's no way to erase that sin once you cross over. And if you are an adulteress, if you're married and you're living or you're dating someone who is married, you're committing adultery and you're causing that other person to commit adultery along with you. That's two sins in doing one sin and doing it twice. You're urging somebody else to do wrong, you know, and both with fornication also. You're urging someone else to do wrong. So that's a strike against you and a strike against what you're promoting. Think about it. You have to account for everything, every word we say, thing we do. If you're living that type of life, stop it from this day forth. Tell that person, I love you, and we're going to get married. If they don't want to get married, hey, you can't live with that person. It's a sin against God. And you ask forgiveness for yourself and you ask forgiveness for that person. You know, that person needs your help. If they truly love you, they will marry you. Be it the man or the woman who says, well, hey, I don't want to get married. Do it. Do it for yourself. Do it for the person that you love. Okay. Think about it very hard. Think about if you're married, even if your husband and your wife, if you're not getting along, don't find an outside man or woman. Especially, and you could do fornication with that person, you're causing them fornication, and you're still being an adulteress. Stop it. There's no way other than Jesus Christ. Ask for his forgiveness and repent. And repentance is not doing those things that you were doing. If you're constantly drinking and getting drunk, stop it. That's a sin of gluttony. Anything you overdo, too much, if you overeat, that's a sin of gluttony. Back down. God has given us 10 commandments. Follow each one, because if you commit one, you've committed them all. Now, you can take that, you can take Bishop's word for it, or you can take the word of God, which is true. Bishop may stumble and slip and fall, but God's word will never fall to the ground, never. His word will never change. Believe it. Repent. Do not go back to the ways that you were living. Please don't do it. I'm urging you, brothers and sisters. Please don't. I don't care what type of relationship you were, homosexual, lesbians. I'm not picking on any group. I'm just picking on, or not that people are to be grouped. I'm not picking on anything. I'm just saying the word of God. It's an abomination. Read Romans chapter 10. Read it. It's in the book. It's in the book.
Amen.
If you don't have a Bible, get yourself a Bible and read that Bible. Ask God to please forgive you for all your sins and ask him to lead you where he wants you to go. And your next step, if you've made that confession, like I said, is to repent. Just as it did in the book of Acts in chapter 2, verses 38 through 41, read it for yourself. And the first thing that Peter said to the group, to the crowd, repent and let every one of you be baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ for the remission of sins. It's in the book. I didn't write this Bible. God inspired this Bible. Bishop Washington, nor any other person. It's God. It's God's word. Please take heed. Look at what's going on around the world, everywhere, storms. Now there's a grid of I forgot where it is, and it's going to shut down all the electrical things that goes on with this electrical grid of some type. And everything's going to stop. Everything working on computers going to stop. Phones, cell phones, electricity plants, even automobiles who have computers in them, you know, they're going to stop running because this thing is going to affect everything, you know, and they're trying to do it. The enemy is trying every trick he can, and he's trying to get to every country in the world's leaders all to pull away from the Lord Jesus Christ, who are with Christ. He's trying to get the leaders, and for some reason, people always follow the leader, and even if the leader is wrong, they follow the leader. Follow Jesus. He is our leader. He is the only way, Jesus Christ. I urge you, and be baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ for the remission of sins. Okay, so that's your next step. Get baptized, what we commonly call the liquid grave. You go down into the water, and you die to sin. It's an outward showing. You die to sin, and when you come up, you rise with Christ Jesus in glory. So invite people to your baptism and make sure you're baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ for the remission of sins. Read the book of Acts chapter 2, beginning at verse 38. Read it for yourself, not the book of Bishop, the book of God, Acts. Do it for yourself and your loved ones. And by doing so, you may entice someone who you've invited. Someone may be at the church when you get baptized, and that may be the first time they visit the church. And you see, well, what is this baptism? And somebody would tell them, for the remission of sins, just what I just said, through the Lord Jesus Christ. That soul will be accounted to you, anybody you invited, neighbors, co-workers, enemies, strangers, fight them. You'll be highly blessed for it. And let me tell you, God's word says, in time of trouble, because you become a Christian, don't mean you're not going to have, but you have Jesus. He's your way out. The word is your way out. Please, I'm urging each and everyone who has not received Jesus as their Lord and Savior to do so right now. Say it out loud. Say it out loud. If you want to do it in the privacy of your home, it goes out into the spirit world. Say it out loud. Don't be ashamed. Don't be ashamed if you're standing on the street corner and you happen to be listening to Block Talk Radio. Say it out loud. Say it out loud. You let the enemy know. The more we put it in the atmosphere that we're on Christ's side, you know, the better it is for all of us. God bless each and every one of you. Welcome to the family of God. And please come back to Block Talk Radio. Listen daily. And if you preach or you want to teach or preach, just say, I would like to preach. I would like to speak. You know, but Apostle Calendar will allow you to speak, allow you to teach. Your word doesn't have to be an hour and a half long, but read the Bible. Get understanding. Ask the Holy Spirit to give you understanding. Right now, I have a couple of family members that I want to talk to, and I'm going to talk to them and urge them to do what's right. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Praise your holy name, Father. Thank you. And Apostle Linda, it's back to you.
Amen.
Amen. Apostle Calendar.
Amen. Thank you so much. Father, we just bless this man of God, bless this woman of God for the word that you have given us today. Lord, you have spoken to us from your throne in glory.
Yeah.
You favor us enough to speak into time that we might hear. God, we ask you to bless them now. Replenish all that they have poured out, fresh oil from heaven now, Lord God, that at the next appointed time they will have more than enough to feed us your children that are hungry and thirsty for righteousness. And Father, we ask you to perfect that which concerneth them, O God. Lord, you know all that they have need of, all that they are seeking you for. all that they're interceding for. Lord, there's many sick. I need healing. We ask you, God, to do for us what only you can do, Lord. Lord, we are not counting on Buddha or Muhammad or Confucius. We are only counting on you, Lord. And we thank you all, God, for the revelation that you have given us in this word today. And we praise you for allowing your servants to take the time to break the bread. In Jesus' holy name we pray. Mother Grant, you on the line, come on in and read.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Good morning
praise
to everybody.
Lord.
God bless you, woman of God.
Praise the Lord.
What message you bring forth. God bless you.
God bless you as well, Mother. Thank
you. Bless everybody on the line. And I'm giving thanks for him. I went to the cardiologist yesterday. Everything was good. Thank you,
Amen.
Jesus.
Amen.
Everything was great.
Amen.
God is good.
Hallelujah.
It's good all the time. Bless you. Bless you.
Bye, bye, bye.
Mm-hmm. Bless you.
Yes, yes.
Bless you. My reading is say honesty. Do not steal. Do not lie. Do not deceive one another. Leviticus 19 and 11.
Yes.
Am I still to forget, O wicked house? Your ill-forgotten treasure and the short alpha which it accuses. Shall I equip a man with a dishonest scale, with a bag of false weight? Her rich men are violence. Her people are lies, and their tongue speaks deceitfully. Malachi 6:10-12.
Yes,
do not use dishonest standard when measuring length, weight, or quality. Leviticus 19:35. The Lord our Father, Abba, dishonest scale, but accurate weight are his delight. Proverbs 11:1. You must have accurate and honesty, weight and measure, so that you may live long in the land the Lord your God is giving you. For the Lord your God detested anyone who does those things, anyone who deals dishonesty. Deuteronomy 25:15-16. The wicked borrow and do not repay, but the righteous give generously. Psalms 37:21. And that in this matter, no one should wrong his brother or take advantage of him. The Lord will punish men for all such sin, as we have already told you and warned you. For God did not call us to be impure, but to live a holy life. 1 Thessalonians 4:6-7. Do not lie to each other, since you have taken off your old self with its practice and have put on a new self, which is being renewed in knowledge and the image of its creator. Colossians 3:9-10. Do not withhold good from those who deserve it when it is in your power to act. Proverbs 3:27. If you sell land to one of your countrymen, or buy any from him, do not take advantage of each other. Leviticus 25:14. Do not take advantage of each other, but fear your God. I am the Lord your God. Leviticus 25 and 17. He who walk righteously and speak what is right, who reject gain from extortion and keep his hands from accepting bribes, who stop his ears against plot of murder and shut his eyes against complaining evil. This is the man who will dwell on the height. Those refugees will be mountain fortress. His bread will be supplied, and water will not fail him. Isaiah 33:15 and 16. Better a little with righteousness than much gain with injust. Proverbs 16 and 8. May God and his blessing to his word. Amen. Amen. Glory be to God.
Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. Live for Christ. Live holy. Walk holy.
Yes, yes, yes.
And everything is going to be all right. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen.
God is going to be all right with our lives, and that's what I was hearing as you were reading that. We just have to do it God's way.
Amen.
Lining up with what we were talking about. We got to walk holy. If we're walking holy, we're going to know that the Lord is always there. He's always there for us.
Mm-hmm.
To fix sin through the hard times, the good times, and all of that, God is there. And he's there to forgive us when we need forgiveness. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So, Mother, thank you for that word. It's in tune with what we were talking about today. You know, and I could, like I said, the crux of the whole thing, what you were saying, walk holy. Live holy.
Amen.
And everything else will fall in line. That's all we got to do. Walking holy is obeying God. So thank you for that word. Thank you, Mother Grant. And I thank God that all went well, and I knew it would, with your doctor's appointment.
Yes,
amen.
Praise God. Thank God your heart is working fine, and that you're still working for the Lord, strong in the Lord. And no matter what, when you're walking with the Lord, everything in life is going to work out.
Amen.
Amen. And that's the message today for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you again, Mother Grant. Thank you, Apostle Callender. Oh, God, for giving us all the opportunity to come and to worship and praise God.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
Yes, so true.
Hallelujah. The line is open. Anyone who would like to come in and comment, praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord, everybody, again today.
Again today. Amen.
Praise him again. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Apostle Callender.
Yes.
And his lovely wife. And
yes.
Apostle Linda Washington, and
yes,
her lovely husband, Bishop James Washington. To
yes,
the lovely woman of the Lord, God bless you. And to Brother Deacon, God bless you, my brother, today.
Amen.
Apostle Washington, that was a beautiful word. No, you always bring a beautiful word. But
thank you, Jesus.
Right now, word, because every time you turn around, somebody going through something.
Yes,
somebody is going through. It's the truth over the world. Amen. But we know God, if we in him and he's in us, we know without a shadow of doubt he carried us through. But you know, I just thank and praise God, you know, for his word, because somebody heard the word, you know, probably had an experience, some things, you know, as we have experienced and as you have experienced, because you have experienced some things that even things that you have shared on Block Talk and even shared with me. I know without a shadow of a doubt, there's nobody but God.
Nobody.
The Lord. And I am a living witness. He can bring you through. Amen. But he have brought me through so many things when I thought I couldn't go through. Amen.
Amen.
I'm telling you, they told me I wasn't going to go through. Because God brought me through, they laughed about it. Hallelujah. But I kept my faith in Jesus. Hallelujah. Because said if he whooped me, he's more than the one against me. Hallelujah. He's going to be more. Hallelujah. And I just thank and praise God for the word. And I wrote all those scriptures down. And when I come back from my appointment this evening, I'm going to read some. I'm still reading on some. I'm taking my time. I'm reading. I read some from Apostle Colin. I had lots of them. I mean, I got a lot of them. And I had been reading a little bit. So I'm going to say more than a little bit. I've been reading. I read half of them. And then I'm going back. And I'm going back and I'm going to finish. And then I'm going to finish yours, too. Because it's so important that we stay in that word, really. No, we ain't giving the time. We ain't giving the devil time to put no thoughts in our mind. Amen? Because I noticed, really, and I noticed lately, I've been praying, like, I'm going to say up further in the morning. And all of a sudden, I could be sitting down, and that devil brings something back through my mind, stuff that happened a long time ago. But you know what? God be telling me, I said, that thing, I caught it. I said, I bind you up. I bind you up. I'm not going to let nothing, nothing, good or bad. I ain't got time for it. So, you know, as you said, when the fair moment, when that devil put that evil thought, if you don't
rebuke it,
it's going to take a strong hold. And so that's what a lot going on with people today. Amen? A strong hold got a hold to them. And they don't know how to get out of it. But I tell you,
gotta pay hold.
Jesus, he'll get you out. I said, you call on Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And David's got his soft cloth. If you get in your soft cloth and you begin to cry out to him, I say he'll deliver you. I know he will. Some people don't want to be delivered. They want to keep on doing what they're doing. But, I just say, it's your life. Do what you want. He gave us a choice. But it's time that we all grow strong in him. Live according to his word, reading the word, getting the word in us, as Paul said. Don't be a hearer, be a doer. And as Apostle Calvin be saying, hey, if you read that word, but hey, it ain't got to you just read it. You know, I thought about that. You know, a lot of times that's going on daily. Because people have told me, oh, Millie, I read every day. Take it away, you read a day. But when the apostle said, hey, it's in you though. You just reading it, yeah, you reading it. You got to get on the inside of you. And once it get on the inside of you, it'll make you live right. I'm telling you. Because I'm talking about truly make you live right once it get inside you. Amen? And truly, I was just blessed, being blessed through the word of the Lord today, coming through our other apostles. Watching to me. Amen. And I just thank them, pray God for you. And I know God's going to bless you. He's going to bless you, woman, like you never thought of. And you know he's going to bless you. You already know that, but I'm saying he's going to bless you in a way you ain't never came through your spirit. You're going to be blessed. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Lord. And I believe by faith. I hear of it, or you gotta be there.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Mhm. And I'm gonna say, as some old folks said, mhm, you can take that to the bank.
Go ahead, Jennifer.
Let me tell you something.
Hallelujah.
Pastor Callum, you know what? We ain't going to go to the bank to rob the bank. We know we ain't got nothing in there, right?
Mm-hmm.
If we ain't got nothing in the bank, mm-hmm. we ain't going to go to the bank. Mm-hmm. So I said, you can take it to the bank.
Glory to God. Yes, yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
I just love all of y'all. I just love you in Jesus' name. I praise God for my brand new family. Hallelujah.
We love you too.
And I thank God for you. But I ain't just saying that stuff to them. You know I would call you. I know you're Apostle Lima, Washington. I'm just not saying that. God gonna bless you, woman of God.
Praise God. I know.
All right. All right now. So go ahead and say, I'm through now. Y'all just pray for me, but I'm through. I'm gonna listen to Mariah come.
Thank you, Apostle. Thank you, Billy Jefferson.
Thank
you for all the encouragement. Thank you for staying in tune with the Lord. I thank God for you.
Thank you, Jesus. You're
an honorable servant of God, and that you're always here for us. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
God for that. You're just a faithful servant, and I praise God. Give God all the honor. And
amen.
You being who you are. Amen. For who you are, the woman of God. Hallelujah. That He.
Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Yeah.
Hello.
Hello.
Apostle's phone has gone on mute.
Oh.
Her phone has gone on mute. She's still on the line. She just dropped off. Glory to God. Yes. She just dropped off. They got a lot of stuff going on right now anyway. We thank God for the word. You bless the name of the Lord Jesus for the word. I wrote down a couple of pennies here on my behalf for my hearing and maybe for your hearing too. You know, one of their daughters is going through a very tight right now, so maybe she had to get off to assist with Bishop James. You know, because your daughter's going through a very hard time, but we believe that the Lord Jesus is going to bring her through. That is where my faith is, you know. I have to put my faith there. I never met her before, but I believe that God will hear our prayers and bring it true. But in this message that they both released today, this is what I received from the Word. And this is the point that I started writing, because I had a little bug over there eating all of my vegetables, so I had to go put up one of my veg, big old cabbage I had up there, man, I tell you. And I was going to make me some cabbage smoothie, because cabbage got so much antioxidants. And I'm mad at that little bug. My granddaughter told me she thinks it's a beetle or something. I had to throw away that big old cabbage. But I started writing here when Apostle at that point. At this point, this is where I start to write. I says, we must remain focused on the Most High. You say God, but I say we have to remain focused on the Most High. And we cannot stay in the pity party. You know, sometimes when we're going through stuff, we stay there. We don't use the Word of God. We know the Word of God, but we don't use the Word of God. Hear what I'm saying? I'm saying we.
Mm-hmm.
I sometimes too. We don't use the Word of God as much as we got a whole safe running over. We have to buy another safe. The safe is full of Word that we got. We got to go get another safe. And we're not even going back to safe that's already overflowing with Word. We must say what God says. We must say this. I say you must say what Yahweh says. And I say you must allow Yahweh or God, allow him to fight for us. Most times when things are going on, we are trying to fix it. We are not using God to use my word. But God, he used the word on Satan. That's all he used, the word. That's an example for us where he was tested, tried and tested. After Pastor, you talked about fasting. Where we're going back in the fast. We're going back into serving communion every day. No. After Jesus came from fasting, he was tempted. And what did he use? The word. The word. That was an example for us. He didn't have to use the word. He could have just knocked Satan down the hill. He had the power.
Amen.
He could have just knocked him down the hill. But he used the word for us, an example for the believer that would come and follow him to see, look, all you need to do is use the word. I'm giving you an example and even laying it out how you need to do it. This is what you need to do to Satan. You know, shut him up. And when we're going through and we don't feel right, we have to use the word. Not only, Lord, you talked about we would praise God and give him much praise when we are when we going through trials. We want to seek him. But when everything is working, so well, the wife is acting right, the husband acting right, the job is acting right, money in the bank, we don't have time for God. We can't pray. We can't praise. We can't do nothing. All this was in the word.
That's
and
right.
One of the things that was powerful to you says, and I put it this way, we are not gods, all gods. We are children of God, and we must take on the characteristics of God. In other words, what God says must come through us. We must live what God says. So we just like your son, your daughter, your grandchildren, they take on our characteristics. So we are his sons and daughters. We ought to take on his characteristics. When people see us, they should see him. You know, not that we are him, but they should see him in us. So, and I said, when we are truly in and with God, we will experience the peace and joy in the midst of the storms. Hear what I say? Because I took this from what you were saying. When we are truly in and with God, not just with God, but in God and with God, we will experience the peace and joy in the midst of the storm. No matter what's going on, we'll still be able to have peace. We'll still be able to have people say, well, oh, Lord, I don't understand why I'm going through all this. You still can have peace while stuff is happening to you, while your sons and daughters are going through all kinds of trials. We can.
Okay.
Emerging now. Your phone number was still on there. But, yes. We can still have the peace of God and the joy of God, even in the midst. And you talked about Psalm 46 and 1. You know, that's a powerful verse right there. Because I'm echoing. You there? Okay, let me get this here. And there's two pennies in here quick. You're off. No, you're off the line. You would be, though. You said here, because we are in the Lord doesn't mean we will not get scars. That was so powerful. That was so powerful. Because, and I said, I wrote here, remember, when he reigns on the just and the unjust.
That's right.
You know, so you're going to get scars. The just, the unjust will fall and get hurt. They will get abused. They will get robbed. They will get ripped. We get ripped. We get robbed.
Yeah.
You know, people break into our homes and rape us and rob us, even kill us.
Yeah.
That means because you are under the blood, that don't make you exempt from getting robbed. You're going to go through. Peter, you look at the apostles, and they were hang upside down. Some of Isaiah, great Isaiah the prophet, Isaiah was sawed in half.
My God, Jesus.
The apostle John was put in a hot boiling pot, even though the oil didn't burn off his skin, because God was still his protector. See, you can be in a hot boiling pot of oil, and God would still be your protector. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego was in the fiery furnace and didn't get burned. Daniel was in the lion's den, didn't get eaten. See, you're going to still go through. As long as your faith and focus is on him, that's what I got in this message. Mm-hmm. If your faith and focus is on Christ, he's going to protect you. Mm-hmm. Because that means that you're trusting him. You're depending on him. As soon as something going on, we start, it got to pit apart. We can't even pull up the scripture. Man, the scripture ought to be in your hearts. That's the weapon of warfare. That is our strength. That's what 46:1 says. You know? He's your rescue. He's your defense. In the time of trouble, you can call upon him. He's there.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And he said, we shouldn't hold on to the past, to our past hurts. A lot of times we can't even get, I always say this from time to time, we can't even get in, we can't even live the present. We can't even live our present life. That's why we're not happy. Not us here on this land, but a lot of people, a lot of folk that say they're Christians are not happy. You know why? Because they're still dwelling on, well, he treat me bad. She treat me bad. I did my best for her, and look how she treat me. She leave me for another dude. He leave me for another girl. All that foolishness. Leave that alone. That's past. It's called the past because we already done it. Did it. Got a T-shirt. Got a business card on it. Let it go. Let it go. Let it go.
Let it
go. Let it go and let God.
Amen.
Keep your focus on Christ. And I like what you say. Keep calling on him. Keep calling on him. The scriptures, listen, I write this here too, Pastor. This is what you give me. I got this over that part of the message. You say, keep your focus on Christ and keep calling on him. And then I said, the scriptures are strong and powerful, but they will not work for us if we don't work them.
Amen.
You hear what I said? The scriptures are strong and powerful, but they will not work for us if we don't work them.
Amen.
We must trust in what God has said and has seen. Not just what he has said, but what he's seen. We must trust in what God has said and what he's seen. If we do that, guess what happens? We'll already be successful. We'll be victorious because we are not deviated from the truth. We're not deviating anywhere. We are holding on to the truth. In the midst of all that's coming at us, sickness is going to come at us. Why? Because we are God's servants.
That's
family
right.
members going to get sick. Family members going to die. So we can see that we really are human beings. You're going to hurt. You see my daughter died in the, while I was getting ready to travel. You understand? This is things going to happen. We have to still praise God because he's still God. When you have a family member sick on a deathbed, he's still God. When you got a family member losing their home, losing their car, he's still God. That does not change him. When the hurricane coming and the earthquake and the tornadoes, he's still God. It does not change him. He does not change from God. You said that. He changes not.
Okay.
He's same yesterday, today, and forevermore. Same God. Main point here, people, we got to focus on him. We got to remain focused on him. God, listen, see, my excitement morning, it will be all over in the morning. Morning is any time that you turn up to, you start talking to God.
Amen.
Morning is any time that you start talking to God, not necessarily 4 o'clock in the morning, 3 o'clock in the morning.
Okay.
Any time that you start talking to God, all the worries is all over. All the troubles are all over because trouble can't stay in his face. Trouble cannot stay in his face. It got to go.
Okay.
So the moment you start talking to him, it's all over. It's all over. Ha, my God, my God. Father, thank you so much for that word. That was a blessed word as always. Blessed word. And I know Apostle Jefferson, she's going to bring another blessed word tomorrow. We thank God for you all both.
Thank God for you. Thank God for the word. And thank God for all the little nuggets there. Hallelujah. Thank you for sharing and adding to it, Apostle. We thank you so much. You always do. Praise God. And, you know, when you hear that phrase, it's all over in the morning. When you hear the phrase and you brought it out again, all in the morning, it's all over in the morning. It's all over in Jesus. He is that.
That's right. That's right.
And in the message, I said, I'm walking in the morning. No matter what darkness is out there, no matter what's going on, I'm walking in the morning. He's with me. You know, so he's my morning. He's my morning, you know, and that's so important. And a lot of people just see it as the daylight, you know,
time.
But that scripture was never meant that, you know, yeah, morning is always going to come. Morning comes. It comes from day to night, night to day. But We're talking about something spiritual here. God's word is spirit. Amen. And we ask deeper, deeper, deeper so we can see the word in the spirit. Amen. And God revealed that to me some people, that that night season is not about the night time. It's about, it's a bad season. It's good in God, but it's still good in God. Because Daniel didn't get eaten up by the lion. I mentioned the Hebrew boys didn't get burned up, you know.
That's right.
And when Joshua went out for war and fought against all these armies, God kept Joshua. He kept him. And you even mentioned, thank God you mentioned about John. John was boiled, but it didn't boil his skin off. It didn't boil him up. God, because God was there. John probably didn't even feel no pain, maybe. Maybe he didn't.
That's right. They didn't feel no pain because his skin didn't burn.
Skin
didn't burn.
You know,
that's right.
God just took him. God just took him. Amen.
God had the oil cool all around him.
That's
the oil. The oil was probably hot on the outskirt, but close to John's body was cool. You know.
That's
yeah.
Right. Amen.
God is there with him. Yes.
Praise
Hallelujah,
God.
Jesus.
Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And, you know, I just thought it was just things that's just happening, and God just birthed that in my spirit about the heart and how people's hearts are so torn apart and broken. And but God said he's near to the broken heart.
That's right.
He's near to the brokenhearted. And so we got to know Jesus is near. He's right with us. And I just thank God. I just hope it helps people and that they don't lose hope. Because Jesus is right there. He's in it with us. You know, so I just thank God for the word myself. It helped me. Amen.
Yes, good word. Strong word. God's word. You know, I was telling you last night, yesterday evening, that I got a call and a long talk. And the call, well, we're streaming now, so we're not recording. I can tell you now. I'm not going to call in there. But I got a call, and the call was asking for forgiveness and saying that, well, they believe that they were wrong to me and so on. I said, well, I just need you to forgive me. I said, well, you know, before I left, I will forgive you the same time. Because one thing for sure and two things for certain, as a minister, you cannot hold anything in your heart and think that you're going to minister for God. You can't do it.
Can't do it.
I said, so once I feel like you wasn't operating right, I forgive you. Because I said, Lord, forgive the person. Because they don't know where they are, you know, forgive them. And I said, well, she said, I'm going to forgive me. I said, I already did that. Ain't nothing to forgive. Ain't nothing to forgive. I did that long time before I leave, you know. Mm-hmm. While you was right there, I forgive you. God, I realize where you are, you know. And so, yes, all that stuff that I say you, I send a list to you.
Mm-hmm.
I send that already to her. I send that already. I sent it from, I said, you know what? I sent it straight from, like I told you, straight from Amazon.
Amen.
You know? And it's the first set going to get to her on the 23rd, and then the rest will get on the 1st of September. And it's powerful. There's a powerful herb. I tell you, Apostle, those are powerful, powerful herbs.
Amen.
Yes, I got a lot of them here, but I don't want to send them from here like I told you.
Yes.
So I bought them afresh.
Amen.
God, if you've got any problem understanding how to use them, just call me. I'll tell you how to use them. That you will get the best effect out of them. You know, what not to do. Yeah, mm-hmm. Because we can't hold nothing, Apostle. We can't hold nothing because we are focusing on the Master.
That's
and,
right.
And the Master said you got to forgive if you want him to forgive you. You got to forgive. You got to let go. You know, you can't hold on to stuff because somebody did you wrong or did you say something wrong. And some Christian folk are stuck on stupid because they still hold on to what somebody did to them 15, 20 years ago. They wouldn't let go. Oh, I can't talk to him. I still mad over what he did to me. He treat me bad. Man, that's 25 years ago. Let that dude go. That woman going on doing her thing. That man doing his thing. Let him go. Let her go. You start living your life.
That's right.
My God,
can't really enjoy the full presence of God because you're worried about what the man did, what he didn't do, what the woman did, what she didn't do. Man, let them people go.
Mm-hmm.
And I had some people that did me some wrong. I mean, some serious wrong, man. Robbed me blind and said it was in the church to be Christians. I mean, took my money and you talking the message. Somebody said in the message, won't pay you back. I think it was from Mother Grant said in her reading. People borrow your money. No, you can't worry about that stuff. Just forgive them. If you keep worrying about that stuff, you ain't going to get no more because you're too busy worrying about that stuff. You ain't going to go on and do what you need to do to get the rest. You know, let it go. Let it go. Let it go. And the only way that when God tell me share, I share about stuff, but I don't lament on that stuff. Stay in a pity party. No. Man, I got to rejoice in the peace and the love of God. You know, that's what it's all about. When you focus on him, you got people around you sick. You got people around you dying. But when you focus on Christ, you can tap into his joy. You can tap into his peace. You don't have to go through the sickness and sorrow. You can go through the sickness and joy and peace. You know what I'm saying? You can go through it. You don't have to tap in and be sad. You tap into him. That's why that message says you got to focus. Man, you people are hearing the message but not getting it. You got to focus on Christ. When you focus on him, he is the joy. He is the peace, man. We all of us got somebody that is sick, somebody that is suffering right now. All of us do. But you can't focus on the suffering. You got to focus on Christ's salvation, on his love, on his peace. Because what he said to me, absent from the body to be present with the Lord, even if they got the cross over, you can still rejoice a lot. They're no longer in pain, no longer in sorrow.
Yeah.
You know, they're with him. That's what I said when Amy crossed over. My wife and them, they can hold themselves together. But I was together. I was the one holding them together. So let me tell you something. She's all right. Because I prayed with her to receive Christ Jesus in her room. You know? And I feel comfortable that she know the Lord. You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
And I could tell them, I said, look, girl, to be absent from the body, to be present with the Lord.
Amen.
You don't have no more pain. She ain't have to worry about no doctor saying this or doctor saying that. She's with the one that saves the soul. Saves the soul from all hurt, harm, and danger.
Yeah.
People worrying about this body right now. Better worry about the soul. Worry about the soul. Worry about the soul. That second death is worse than the first death.
Yeah.
Worse than the first death. Worry about the soul.
Yes, God. Worry about
it. I thank you so much, Apostle. Oh, my God, it was so powerful. That was a nice word. It was definitely a beautiful word of God.
Hallelujah.
And
I said that story. Well, it wasn't a story, it was a vision that the prophet had. And I talked about it. I shared it because it so resonated with this sermon. Because I'm sitting there and the fire is all over the place and I'm looking at it like it's nothing. And she's fretting over it, and she's worried. Well, how could you just sit there? And all of this is going on. How could you just sit there? Well, we're not burning.
Because the flesh.
We're not burning, but it's
that's right.
God wants our faith to be stronger. He wants us to come closer to him.
And that's right.
When we get close to God, those things we don't fret over. We don't fret over the trial. We don't fret over the test. We don't fret over the fire that we're in. Because we know we're not going to burn. And I said, why? She said, you see all of this happening. You just sitting there? I said, why are you worrying? Or in a dream.
Mm-hmm.
What are you worried about? God got us.
That's right.
We're not burning. And when we look, everything was burned. The earth, it's like you could see the earth. And we were alive and well. The fire didn't touch us. The fire didn't touch us. It burned everything else, and it didn't burn us.
No.
And I'm just sitting there looking at her fretting, she said, in the word, in a dream. I'm just looking at her like, what are you doing? And she's telling me, what are you so? What, you act like nothing is happening. Well, Jesus is happening. Mm-hmm. Jesus is on the scene.
That's right.
Over his people, and he's letting us know we're not going to burn. The earth's going to burn, but we're not burning with it.
Yeah.
We're not going to burn with the earth. We're not going to burn in hell. And she said, that's the truth, you know, but in her spirit, she's worried about things. You're fretting. Mm. And she's looking at me like, something wrong with you sitting there and everything's on fire. She said it had much fire. I said, God showed me the people looking at it. In my vision, I'm just looking at all this fire. I wasn't afraid, but I'm sorry for the people who were running. I wasn't running.
Mm-hmm.
Somewhere else in the spirit, looking at the fire and watching people run.
My Lord.
And they can't escape the fire.
Nowhere to run, nowhere to hide.
God had me in another place looking at it.
Jesus.
The Bible says we're going to see the reward of the enemy.
That's right.
See the reward of the enemy. The reward of the wicked, you shall see it. We're going to see it. We're not going to be it. We're not going to be in it. We're going to see it. We'll be looking, and we'll be looking at
Psalm
91. Psalm 91 says that, you know. And she said, I just couldn't believe he was sitting there. I said, that's what I'm doing now. I'm sitting in Christ.
That's right.
I'm sitting in his peace. And that's showing her, that's what you got to do. That's what you have to do.
Can God burn?
No.
He hosts in the hollow of his hand.
That's right.
We're not going to be.
We're not.
Thank you, Jesus.
We're in his shelter. We're going to be in his shelter. We're going to be seated upon the rock. We're sitting upon the rock of Jesus. You're not going to sink. You're not going to burn. You're not going to, you know, none of this is going to happen. And that's what I was saying to the person last night. And I tell you, it just birthed more of what God had already given. You know, I mean, because remember, I talked to her early, but I talked to you. I said, I got the sermon.
Oh, yeah.
I got it.
Mm-hmm.
I got it. And I was on the phone before I talked to you. I was on the phone with this person for hours.
Wow.
About the issue that's going on. Hours. Here's something. But God gives you what you need so you can see. He does. He does. I say, Lord, help us, God. Help us, God, to understand that we have got to follow him.
That's right.
Follow him. Mm-hmm.
But you know, Apostle, the key word that I mean for me, I can't say for you, or Bishop or Apostle or Mother Grant or Bishop or Brother Deacon. I have a couple of people who's on here from New York this morning, 646 number. But I'll tell you that I can't say for them, but the key focus for me in this sermon was for keep the focus on Christ.
Amen.
That was my key word in there.
Absolutely.
Keep the focus on him. You know, because stuff going to happen. And you said it through the sermon, stuff is going to happen.
That's right.
But you can't lose your focus.
No.
If you lose your focus, you lose everything. Everything.
You will.
And everything.
You'll think in the sadness. You'll think
That's right.
You'll begin to think like Peter was
thinking. My God.
He was thinking because his focus was taken off of Jesus.
Yep.
And the enemy does that. And he got scared because he literally saw the evil. When he looked at it, saw it, and it frightened him. And he probably saw death. But there's Jesus right there. He thought he was going to die.
Yes.
He thought he was going to die. He was so full of fear. But that's what God doesn't want us to do. Why hundreds of times in the Word it says, do not fear.
That's right.
Do not fear. The enemy want to strike the fear in us so we can lose it. And say, oh, I'm going to die. And I tell people, when you get a diagnosis from a doctor, don't focus on that. Don't focus on the diagnosis. Focus on the Word of God. Focus on his Word for everything.
It was Peter's fear.
Huh?
It was
Peter? Yeah, he was scared.
And I'm thinking about it. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit just brought it to me.
Yeah.
We can walk on water.
Mm-hmm.
If it's you, man, bid me to come.
Amen.
Come on. And when he stepped out, he was walking on the wall. Peter was.
That's right.
Amen.
But he lost focus.
Amen.
That's right.
He lost focus.
Which let him know that the power is in you to do it.
Yes.
The power is in us to walk even while the waters are troubled.
That's right.
That's right.
Waters are
troubled. Hallelujah. Jesus, that's it.
Waves.
That's right.
They overwhelm us and come over us, even when the waves come. And I even mentioned the waves, like when I was in the water, and that wave coming, it'll knock you down.
Well,
it will knock you down. So the waves of life, the things that go in life, those waves can knock you down, but God is right there to pick you up.
That's right.
He's right there to give you his hand. He won't let you sink. He won't let you sink in the sand. He won't let you drown. He won't let nothing in this world destroy you. Nothing. God won't do it. And that's
you know that I was reading. I was apostle last night. I was studying on that, and it is very educational that you are in fear inside the summer. That last night I was studying on the book of Numbers chapter 13.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that the enemy used throughout the Bible is fear.
Fear.
Yeah. Fear causes two things. Fear causes man to doubt God,
mm-hmm.
and it causes man to sin. Fear.
Amen.
And I said, wow. And then when you brought in the message, I said, God, you're confirming this thing. I was studying. You know, when Moses sent the spies out to spoil the land for the children of Israel,
mm-hmm.
Caleb and Joshua came back with a good report.
That's right.
But they had other people with them,
mm-hmm.
that had bad report.
That's right. Mm-hmm. That's right. They did. They said there were
they had a bad report. See? And what does the bad report do? I mean, you got it, Apostle. The bad report caused fear.
It does.
It caused fear. And then the people Joshua had to get them and said, look, Caleb said, we can go up right now. Let's go up right now and take possess the land. Because the fear was coming over. Joshua said, and Caleb said, we're not going to let this fear take over the people, the whole congregation. We got to encourage the congregation. So you got to be careful. And as I was studying that, I started to write that sermon down. And as I was studying that, Apostle, we have to be, that's why we got to be very careful who we hook up with.
Yeah.
You gotta be careful. You gotta be careful who you're trying to get. You about to go to get the building, and you got something for what? Why are you gonna try to get a building now? You see what's going on in the world? You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You got folk gonna say that stuff. You got folk gonna. Why you wanna start a ministry? Ministries are falling apart, but the ministry that you started is not the same ministry that they had.
No.
You see what I'm saying?
That's
you
right.
See what I'm saying? So we got to see, because the devil let you smile like that.
Right.
Why are you going to go down there and this? You know, and you got tribes that are going up represent the tribes, and then you have people coming back that win. Number one, if these people were so bad and say the people in the land eat, the land eat the people, how come they're going there and they got back these big clusters of grapes?
Mm.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Why did the land, I mean, and the people were so stupid. Why was it, well, you got all these grapes and all the pomegranates and all this stuff. Why did the land eat you all up? But the bad report is in there, see, because that's what Satan uses. Try to catch the people while they're not thinking straight, while they're not focused or not right.
That's right.
Joshua said, no, we're going to go up now. Caleb said, we're going to go up now. We're going to possess the land which the Lord gave to us. That line belongs to us. We're going to go now. We don't care what these other puzzles over here saying. You know?
Mm-hmm.
And that fear is sudden death. My God.
It actually kills people. It actually handicaps people. Fear is like
yes.
Mm-hmm. Up to the core. That's
paralyzes people. Paralyzes you.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does.
Mm-mm-mm.
And that's what the devil don't want. He don't want you to move. He don't want
Jesus.
You to move God. He don't want you to move for God. He'll do everything he can to stop you.
My Lord.
So
good teaching, good preaching.
I just thank God. I thank God that he brought it, you know, he brought that to me and that it needed to be said. And somebody out there was listening, and somebody like me, I need all of the word. I need the word. I need to be reminded of the word. You know, even
yes, Lord.
We got to be reminded, and we got to know to use it. Use
mm.
it. And I'll
that's it.
Be happening, and I'll be like, God got it. God got this. God got me. He got my family. And I'm not going to get all rattled, you know what I mean, and all bent out of shape and all of that. Cry, yes.
I'll cry. But I guess what? I'm going to cry to Jesus. I'm going to cry out to Jesus.
There's nothing wrong with crying. There's nothing wrong with feeling the pain. But you don't stay in the pain. Stay in the pain. You're going to hurt physically because the flesh is going to hurt. But the spirit man must stay above the flesh. Now, how do we stay above the flesh? You said the words. You got to stay focused. That's it. Stay focused on Christ. Stay above the flesh.
Amen.
Because the flesh pulls you in a pretty party. You don't want to pray. You don't want to study the word. You don't want to sing. You don't want to dance. None of that stuff you don't want to do for the Lord. That's what the flesh wants to do. So we have to get above the flesh and focus. Stay focused. Cry, weep, whatever's going on, and say, Lord, I just thank you because you're my defender. You're my refuge. You're my stronghold.
Yeah.
Lord, you're the strong tower that I run into, Lord. And I just thank you for being there, for being my safety net, Lord Jesus. I just thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
It's what you're doing.
Thank you, Lord. And I tell you what, you know, when it's a strong word, you know, we couldn't even get on the line. It kept knocking us off. We tried to get in, knock us off. Got in for a minute, knock us off.
Mm.
That went on for a half an hour.
It do me that now. It did that with me now. I don't know where it's doing it. And then I switched. I got a thing where I use one number to come in, and the 844 number 244-4449, and it tell me I ring the wrong number. I'm not dialed enough numbers. So I do that before 4 or 5 times, and then I switch up, and I go 646-200-4444, and they bring me in. And that's not the number I'm supposed to call it. You know, the horse number is 844. But the other horse number is 646. So I got that one time some years ago. Now I just phoned it. And sometime when it gave me trouble, I switch to that one. And if I catch the computer right, it'll pull me in. Mm-hmm. But you can sometimes try the 661 number. The 661 number 467-2411. Sometimes try that number because they still got that number as the guest number. That's what they got on the computer. You know, so you can use that. When that other number, the 515 number is failing, switch to 661-467-2411 and see if it put in.
Okay.
But you can go ahead now, Apostle, and press out. Because I think Apostle Jefferson is gone, and I know that Pastor Bishop James, he had to talk to his daughter, so spend some time talking with her and consoling her and giving her some words and let her know that you're going to be getting that stuff for her sooner than soon and quicker than quick.
Amen.
You know, and get it over to her soon, you know.
Uh-huh.
And we're going to expect to get a great results from her. Coming over this thing, you know.
We pray that she take it and that she's not afraid to take it.
Yeah. Well, we pray. We got to pray, yes. I've been praying for her last night. When I got off from you guys, I prayed for her early this morning. And I pray for you and Bishop, and I pray for the deacon and Mother Grant, and I pray for Jefferson's sister and her daughter and herself. I pray for you all this morning early. You know, with warfare, the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to pull down a stronghold. We got to use our weapons all the time. And I'm in total agreement with you. Let's get back, start on communion. Let's start on taking communion. I'm in agreement with that. You know, because there's too much stuff going on right now. I'm telling you, so much stuff going on. I got an email inbox from Sister Anna. She tells me that She got some news that they're saying they're expecting these tarantulas, like spiders, something like a scorpion stuff gonna be running through Colorado or somewhere, one of them states. And she was asking me how come they can know that these things gonna happen. I said because the people are producing this stuff. You know, they're producing this stuff to kill people. This is what the devil is doing. You know, so I mean, when they can tell that this virus is gonna come and the next virus is already we talking about faith, but these people tell them for real. We seeing things happening by faith according to the word of God, But these folks tell you, well, you know, you got another virus coming that's worse than the one before, and another one coming after that that's worse than the one before, you know, because they know what they already done. They know what they already doing. But God is allowing us to see this stuff in the spirit. So we speak in spirit. But they speak in reality because they know what they doing.
Yes.
So I told her, I said, you got to pray. I told her, I said, you got to pray. You can't let them people bring fear on you because that's what the devil trying to get you fear.
That's right.
I know. I'm not going to have no fear. I'm not going to have it.
Not
going to
happen.
No,
I'm
not going to have no fear.
Hallelujah.
Not going to
happen.
So go ahead and pray about
this.
You can pray your prayer always. Glory to God. We thank Heavenly Father. Oh, for the gathering of this, the eagles. We're not chickens, the eagles.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Soar above all evil. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
So it comes down. We soar above it because we have Jesus holding our hands. Hallelujah. Thank you. So, I wish I could remember that other one. I'm told, my God. May the road lift up on us.
Hallelujah.
Oh, may the love of God sustain us. Hallelujah. May the power of God protect us. The leadership of God direct us. All we are apart, one from.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. God bless you.
God bless you, Bishop and Apostle. Thank you all again for the great word. When you get the prophet from Apostle Jefferson, please send it to me. I thank God for you all. And remember that I'm standing in the gap for your daughter with you. And I'll be here anytime you want to talk. But get that stuff to her as soon as you can, okay? I'm telling you, that is powerful stuff. And then get it over. And I hope.
Amen.
It's just going to cost you probably just a little over $100. Just a little over $100.
Yes.
And it's worth it, you know?
Yes.
All right?
All right.
All right. I love you guys so much, but God loves you more. God bless you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. God bless you and yours.
Bye-bye.